will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad Boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
How come some people get cat and some people get chrysanthemum?
Say that again?
Some people get cat. I mean, if you're in a spelling bee, they say, how do you spell cat? C-A-T.
Yeah.
And, okay, the next, who wants to be next? Deuce Davis said, I want to be next. And the teacher said, okay, how do you spell chrysanthemum?
Now, that one is beyond me. I have no idea.
What?
Bean rocks. Just kidding.
And, yeah, okay.
Hey, you're a baby head. I don't like you.
Yeah. He sure is cool, isn't he?
Wrong! Try again, dumbass!
If the spirits cause you to become lost in the jungle, what should you do to find your way home? I don't know.
This is it.
This is it.
This is what we're talking about.
And now,
let's go! Keep up that intensity! Let's go! Let's go!
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Tuesday, and it is the 6th of March. Bow, bow.
That was weak.
Dude, you're already backing off on March. Bow, bow. It's only the 6th?
You know what? I'm going to give March to you.
No, it's yours, Kevin.
I'm going to say, Bean, take March and do with it what you will.
I haven't taken any of the classes. I haven't done any of the exercises.
Well, you have time today.
None of the training.
You have 24 hours.
There's no way I can learn it.
He trained on the bell. It's only fair that you train on the months.
Yeah. Seriously, I don't have that kind of time. I'm not going to live long enough to be able to master March or Bow Bow. You know what I mean? Especially the way I feel today. I got to tell you, I am exhausted. I just finished the marathon like 20 minutes ago.
And the one that started Sunday?
You're slow.
But I finished, and that's the important thing.
Yes.
And I got to tell you, it's so much harder when they let the cars back on the road.
Sure.
It's like, wow.
Yeah.
I thought it was tough on Sunday when the roads closed.
Sure.
But my God, and then, you know, running overnight, all night, every night, you know, day after day. It's like, when will it end?
Is it hard to take a break like you did yesterday for the show and then go back to running?
Well, if you're keeping an eye on the clock, of course it is. Yeah,
okay.
But at some point I just had to say it's not about the time. It's not about what number I finish in. It's just about finishing. So I'm a little sore. I don't mind telling you.
I do find that funny because there does have to be some limit that you finish in. And a lot of people just say, they do say that. They just say, I just need to finish.
Even if it's 12 hours?
Yeah, I don't really know that that's necessary.
I imagine if you get into the marathon, you at least know you can do it in, I don't know, 7 hours?
Yeah, you would hope, right?
Yeah.
I'm guessing
something
no.
like that.
Well, I did it in 3 days, so.
Well, you have broken a record, my
and
my
it's
friend.
And it's a personal best.
Yeah.
And,
I'll bet you could do it slower next year.
I'm sure I'll be in worse shape next year.
Yes.
Than I am this year. There's no question about that. And I also saw as I was running by, where was it? It was that donut shop at Highland and Santa Monica. And
right.
There was a hooker out front.
Oh, good.
And she
was she jelly filled?
I couldn't tell. I didn't get, unfortunately, that close. I was running on the other side of the street. But she had the knee socks on. She had this tiniest little outfit you've ever seen in your life.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have time because of the broadcast. I didn't have time to stop and kneel her. But if somebody does, let me know how that is. Because it looked like a pretty good deal.
Really?
Yeah.
She was hot?
This
morning at 5?
At 5 a.m. Usually the hottest ones are done by 5 a.m.
Really?
Think, right?
Usually the ones who are really kind of beat up.
It's not like it's the B team at that point.
Right.
The sun's coming up and they're still walking
it's
the streets.
The D team. I really did. I wanted to pull over and go, seriously, how much money do you need? I mean, it's 5:15 in the morning. Do you have to do one more? What's up with you?
I see them always on my way to work.
Do you?
Yeah,
oh, really?
Every morning. Just a couple. Around La Brea and
the same ones?
Like Santa Monica Boulevard. No, they're always different ones, and they're always walking in really high heels.
Santa Monica Boulevard?
Yeah, usually.
Are they men?
La Brea.
It doesn't look comfortable, the outfit she was wearing.
No, and even when it's freezing cold, they wear those.
I know, I love
little
that.
Skimpy outfits.
It was like 2 degrees, and they're wearing these little tiny skirts.
Well, want a date?
If you have a date with her, please let me know how it is, and let me know, especially if she turns out to be a dude, because that's, of course, your worst fear. Because if you're paying your $5, you want a woman. Right? I mean, at a minimum, you expect
a
woman.
If you're
going to
pay 10 for a woman.
If you're going to pony up that much dough, you would expect it to be a female.
I don't think that's unreasonable.
Yeah.
I think for that kind of cash, you ought to be guaranteed some vagina. That's all I'm with
vagina.
You.
Okay.
I think I'm
with you. So that was me this morning, was marathoning and hooking.
Let me tell you. let me tell you about Lisa this morning. I pulled in, and Lisa was stomping around the parking lot. Going,
totally.
Really? I didn't understand what she was saying. I was like, what is wrong? He said, they're making me move my car. So what we did was we pulled up, and we pushed security, and they right. say, yeah, you can come and park in spot number, whatever, 62 right. it was for me.
Right.
So I pull in, and Alex is coming back out, and Lisa's coming back out, and they're all moving their cars. I'm not positive, but I think Alex took Lisa's spot, and Lisa took Alex's spot.
And that's unacceptable?
Well, I'm just saying that I don't know why they had to move, because it was really just kind of the same spots we were in before.
He told me to turn right and park in 68, but there's no 68 if you turn right, it's left. So then I had to go around, and then I find 68, and then I'm halfway across the parking lot, and the guy comes out and goes, yeah, that's, you can't park there. You have to move your car. I'm like, that's where you told me to park.
Why are you so much trouble, Lisa?
I have issues with parking people.
Why are you so much trouble? They piss me off.
As soon as I see them, I'm mad.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. Because they're fake authority people. They don't really have authority, but they boss you around. And they're. This guy was nice, but generally they're not.
But you were angry even though this guy was
nice. Well, yeah, because most of them aren't.
But Lisa, he's not a fake authority guy. He actually does have authority on the parking lot.
Yeah, but what I mean? He's not a cop or anything, but they act like they own the world. I hate them all.
Sometimes there is it's the mall security guy complex.
Absolutely. But
this guy wasn't that way at all.
No, he was nice.
I don't know why it
matters. But he was wrong.
What space they put you in either. I don't understand why they made you move.
Unless they're, reserved spaces, which it didn't say they were.
Right.
So I pull up, and he tells me to go in space 62. So I start pulling into 62, and he goes, wait. So I roll down my window, and I say, yeah, is there something wrong? And he says, yeah, park there. And I said, okay,
so he's
I will.
Just making it up.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's just screwing with people.
He's just
now.
Bossing us around.
All right, you can be that.
Just okay. To do it, yeah.
So what are we doing here at the Super Secret location? What's the plan today?
Well, I think what we're going to do is we're going to have a band show up, and then we're going to have some listeners.
Oh.
And I'm thinking what the band is going to do is play and take questions from the audience.
Any band we've heard of? Anyone we're familiar with?
Korn. It's our breakfast with Korn.
Oh, that's
this
today.
Morning.
How about
yeah,
that?
That's
you
today.
Should read your paperwork. I knew that already. Yeah.
He knew it was coming. He just wasn't sure what it was and when.
He knew where to go, at least.
Well, that should be fun. The new Korn Unplugged album from their MTV special that debuted on Friday comes out today. So it's good timing then.
Yes. Yes, it is.
It's almost like they're promoting their new album.
Well, let's not
it's
get
almost
crazy.
Like that.
Let's not get
it's
crazy.
Just serendipity.
Yeah. But it's always a super cool thing because the crowd gets to be so close. This is a tiny place, too. We've done... Is this where we did Billy Corgan?
Yes. We
here?
Did Smashing Pumpkins here. Green Day here. Yes.
Same place.
Mm-hmm. And Radiohead, too.
Yep. And it's a tiny little place, so there's maybe going to be not quite 100 people, I'm guessing.
That's
and the band.
Amazing.
The band's going to be sitting right in front of them playing. 10 feet away, which is pretty cool.
You never get to do that.
No,
you don't. But the cool thing is you'll hear it here on the radio, and then, of course, you can also go to krock.com, and you can watch it today. For the first time ever that we've done a breakfast, you can actually see online in high-definition video. So it's going
to
be cool.
Just that's like you have cool. been able to Inland Invasion.
Right.
We've done a couple of shows like that, and this is the first time we're doing a breakfast. And if you're a Korn fan, by the way, I shouldn't probably bring this up, but I'll do it early. Are there any programs that you can capture this, that you could record it? Or do you just, because I think it's a streaming thing.
Yeah, I'm sure there are. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I don't
do that are big fans.
But for people who will miss it today, they do archive it.
Oh, they archive it.
At AT&T Blue Room.
Too. Oh, you don't need to.
So, yeah, so it will be there for you if you can't be with us this morning.
Fantastic. All right, well, let's talk about the rest of the Kevin and Bean Show today, including Breakfast with Korn. We have to talk about Bean and his ridiculous cow and how much his cow...
How dare you!
How much his cow loves baked goods. We had to listen to this all day yesterday.
How dare you!
My cow loves baked goods. We said, first of all, it's a cow.
You shouldn't give it baked goods.
I don't think people food is good. We don't own cows, though.
No, but so. You don't give it to dogs.
Most people give some people food... To dogs.
Not me.
Well, you're a brave owner. Most people occasionally will give their dog
right,
a treat.
Not only do you give your cow baked goods.
Right.
Your cow eats baked goods. Fine. I'm fine with all that.
Okay.
Your cow loves.
Loves them. His favorite thing in the world. You should see his little eyes light up when I come out with a cupcake.
I'm sorry. Have you ever seen a cow reject baked goods?
Yes. None of my other cows will even eat them.
Are you kidding?
Won't even look at them.
All How right, many cattle do you have?
I'm going to shut up now.
Three cows.
Just three. That freaks me out. Yeah. I just assume they'll all eat
no,
a cupcake.
No, they won't have it. They're all very picky and particular eaters.
Wow.
So you bring out
they
a cupcake.
They have all those stomachs. You think they'd eat anything.
I know.
You bring out a cupcake. One cow runs to you. The other two just sit there and look.
Yes, his little tail's wagging, and he comes and couldn't be happier.
Does he prefer a certain type of baked good?
He's
cupcake is the best.
No, he just loves baked goods. And I don't know
chocolate frosting.
I don't know what it is that's in a baked good, but it doesn't matter to him. It could be pancakes, it could be bread, it can be French toast.
Wait a minute. You serve your cow pancakes.
He loves pancakes.
French with toast. Syrup?
No syrup.
Powdered sugar on the
French
toast?
It's not as good without the syrup.
No, because that's just crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. Anyway, we'll talk about that a little bit later on this morning as well. Borat comes out on DVD today.
Yes, finally.
How happy
I have two movies that I remember from last year, from 2006. These are the only two that I remember.
One is Borat. I tried to tell this story, by the way. You couldn't remember either one of them.
One is Borat. The other is Jackass 2. Those are my two favorite movies.
Kevin.
Those are two that go in the Kevin Criterion video collection of all time, like the masterworks.
I think I would put both of those in my top 10. Not kidding.
Of all time?
Yep.
Okay.
So Borat comes out today. Very excited about that. There's a story about how people are trying to make against the rules booing because it hurts people's feelings.
How can you do that?
I think the world needs more booing. I think that would help more.
I agree.
Help ground people in what's right and what's
wrong.
Absolutely. Because they grow up with a false sense of everything is great, nobody booed me, so I should be a superstar. Shouldn't I be a superstar? Yeah, I should be a superstar.
You know, I should have booed the parking guy.
Yes, you should.
Yes, that's a perfect example of where
booing.
That
is exactly where it
should have happened. Except for, you seem to keep forgetting that this one was nice.
Oh, yeah.
She hates. Lisa just hates to hate. Also on this morning show, we're going to talk to Bean about whether that is his final choice in eyewear.
I can't do anything about
it. Is he 100% on that? Or
it's temporary.
We need to put a picture up.
Oh,
you
geez.
Know we do.
I bought it over-the-counter at a Walgreens. There's not
Go
a
back.
Tremendous
Go
selection.
Go back.
I just
There's got to be something else.
It was 10:30 at night, and I lost my glasses. I knew I had to work the next day, so I got something.
But those gold rims with the Coke bottle bottoms.
That was the only ones I could choose.
You go back to the Walgreens, and I would be willing to bet that the last 100 people that bought those glasses were over 80.
Oh, yeah.
Are now dead. Yes. Also on this morning show, Michael Jackson has this weird new deal where he's flying. I think it was to Tokyo last time. He's flying to different places, and he has a party, and then you can pay to meet him. You pay for FaceTime.
Hey, that's brilliant, by the way.
It's brilliant, but sad.
More celebrities will probably do that now that he's broken the barrier.
I don't think they will because it's kind of lame, isn't it?
Yes, of course it's lame, but what can anyone say about Michael Jackson that's worse than what's already been said about him? It's
true.
Not like you can hurt his image.
$3,500, from what I understand, for 30 seconds of FaceTime? Is
30 seconds to a minute, yeah.
I wonder how much he raised.
That's a great question. And he's such a conversationalist.
And
wouldn't
I'd love
that be
to
fascinating?
Know, yes, I'd love to hear.
Oh, wait, he didn't say anything, I'm sure.
I'd love to know what people do with their minute. Is it just gushing? Is it just I love you?
Yeah,
I'm sure.
I'm so happy.
Yeah. I mean, who else would pay for that?
But, you know, the way he spends money, it doesn't matter how much he raised. He spent it that day.
That's true.
You know he did. He went to some store and just started picking crap out.
That's true.
That's what he does.
He shops for crap. That's
he
true.
He does. Totally.
Will anyone do the obvious thing, which is bring a kid so that the kid can get touched and then you can sue and get all your money back?
Interesting. Yeah.
He doesn't have any money now.
You get some back. Well, you could sit there and collect from the other people as they get FaceTime. And also, we're going to be looking for you if you have the smallest role in entertainment. Have or had.
I do, don't I?
The very tiniest role in entertainment. We'll tell you about it in the next hour. We're going to do that in 6 o'clock hour. And the gayest video that has ever been made. And that, by the way, there's a lot of competition for that.
Our new friend Samuel, you have to
Samuel.
You have to hear from him just after 6 o'clock. He's awesome.
So that's all coming up this morning. Breakfast with Corn coming up this morning. It's 5:42. We'll take a quick break, and Ralph has the showbiz beat next on K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show live from a secret location where we're doing our breakfast with Corn a little bit later on this morning at 5:52.
That looks like Ralph Garman right there with the showbiz beat. Good morning, Ralph.
You can't see me.
Not with those glasses.
Didn't see that, did you? What's up with Heroes? Going away till April 23rd.
Really?
You know, we're, now that Sweeps is over, all of our shows, like my Veronica Mars, not back till May 1st.
Who cares? Whatever with the Veronica Mars.
I care very
heroes,
deeply.
Heroes, April 23rd.
Well,
heroes.
What are you going to do? They got to make some new ones and then come back.
But a month and a half.
That's ridiculous.
Last night's the greatest ever.
I didn't watch it yet. It was good?
Oh. So many plot twists that just, you go, no way!
And that then, show really rules.
April 23rd, I can't. No.
I'm not going to watch it now for like 3 weeks so that I have something in between.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
That's
right.
A great plan.
I'm waiting on.
Did the cheerleader find a Volkswagen van and drive it around the island?
Oh.
No, it was a different show. But last night they showed an exclusive preview of Spider-Man 3.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which leads me to my first story. Tobey Maguire has confirmed that the upcoming Spider-Man 3 will be his last time playing the superhero on the big screen. To me, it seems like this is a natural point for the team to break up, he said, because we have a lot of story conclusions that were going along for the main characters in the first two movies, and we kind of tie almost everything up for the third movie. It feels like a trilogy to me, and this feels like the end. Unless they back a truckload of money up to my front door, he said.
Yeah, sure.
No, I didn't say that, but looks like Sam Raimi, who has directed all three installments, who is just did an amazing job with the Spider-Man movie, says that he thinks he might make more, but he can't imagine doing it if Maguire didn't sign on to play the web-slinger. So this could be it for him, too.
There aren't a lot of actors, by the way, who will walk away from, A, one of the most successful movie franchises in history, and B, movies that are so good.
Right.
It's not like it's a schlocky thing that he could be embarrassed to be in. I mean, they're really, really good movies, and they're hugely popular. What's the downside of being in those?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of actors fear the typecasting comes along with being perpetually connected with a larger-than-life action hero. I know Sean Connery eventually walked away from the James Bond movies, even though they threw enormous amounts of money at him. Keaton left the Batman movies. I mean, it's there is some.
Well, remember how often you would go in for a role, and they'd say, I'm sorry, I can't see in anything but Officer Gruden. You know, you were so typecast from NYPD Blue that it was tough for them to see another role.
Once you put on the costume, man, you know, you're stuck with that. If I'm not wearing a cop uniform, nobody knows who I am. But anyway, they showed the preview for it last night. Looks awesome. Looks great. Looking forward to it. All right, they're denying that they're engaged. This is Charlie Sheen from Two and a Half Men and his girlfriend, Brooke Mueller. Apparently, the rumor was that Charlie shelled out for an engagement ring on Valentine's Day, but Brooke is saying it never happened. Although they're living together happily right now, they have no plans to get married. And I can imagine Charlie Sheen isn't in a big hurry to get married.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, you would think.
Given his latest snafu with that particular sacrament. Also, Courtney Love. Here's the thing. You know, your party has too many drugs when Courtney Love is complaining, okay?
Really?
Apparently, she was at Paris Hilton's 26th birthday party. And first and foremost, what's Courtney Love doing at Paris Hilton's 26th birthday party?
Good question.
She seems like she really embraces that I want to be one of the in crowd.
But she also has had tremendous trouble with substance abuse.
Oh, yeah.
And the worst place for her is at a party like that.
Right. Why would you even potentially submit yourself to that kind of temptation?
Right.
Well, I told you the story where Brandon Davis went over and started making sexual gestures in front of her and her daughter.
Right.
Well, Courtney's now talking about the party on her website, saying that when she went into the restroom, there was an enormous pile of white powder on the counter.
Oh, yeah, that's so terrific.
Where everyone could just imbibe and enjoy as they would like.
Was it baby powder? What was it?
It's cornstarch, I believe.
Oh, cornstarch, okay.
Sounds like a party at Omar's house.
Yes, it does. Only the living room has a giant pile.
Dude, beer's in the cooler, pizza's on its way, blow's covering the coffee table.
Bury your head in that.
Enjoy.
He just has beanbag chairs just full of coke.
Yeah. Speaking of Paris Hilton, apparently the Foundation for Jewish Camping is complaining about the fact that Paris and Nicole Richie take their act to a Hebrew camp in the latest edition of The Simple Life. They go there to be camp counselors. Apparently, that's the theme of this series, is they go to different camps and be camp counselors for all different kinds of kids.
Okay.
Well, the Foundation for Jewish Camping isn't happy about that. Jerry Silverman, head for the Foundation for Jewish Camping.
There is that? Really?
Complains that their camp leaders are trained, recruited, and tested, and they take it very, very seriously.
Well, then why do they agree to let them come to the thing and shoot the TV show?
I have no idea.
Are they shooting it at the Jewish camp?
Yes.
It sounds like that episode, they were camp counselors.
Yes, exactly, at a Hebrew camp. But I'll tell you, Jewish camp doesn't sound very fun. No. They take it very, very seriously. Sounds more like Jewish business or Jewish school or something.
These girls, man, they're getting on my neck.
More details coming out about the spectacular story from the British tabloids about Britney Spears' suicide attempt while she was in Promises, when she scrawled 666 all over her head and ran around screaming, I am the Antichrist, before she tried to hang herself with a bedsheet.
Yes.
Apparently, after that attempt, the story is getting even richer. She broke down, got on the phone, and begged Kevin Federline to renew their vows and to have another baby with her.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're kidding me.
I wish I was.
Well, the kids have had trouble making their marriage work, and I think a new baby is what they need to bring them closer together.
I think it'll fix them right up.
Wow.
Or we could just fix them.
It was unbelievable. We should fix them. Mm-hmm. We should totally get them fixed.
Where's Bob Barker when you need him?
Exactly. Special forces break in the middle of the night, put them out, do it.
Does she even see the other two kids?
No.
No.
They get boring after they're, you know, 4 or 5 months old, Bean. Only the newborns interest her. It's like having a little baby doll. Today's Tuesday. That means new DVDs are in stores today. You can get the entire collection of the Beverly Hills Cop movies in one box set today.
Okay.
Dude, Axel Foley.
Yeah.
How you doing?
You'll love that.
Sure.
Borat, Cultural Learnings of America from Make Benefit Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan.
That's what I'm talking about.
Available today.
Well, it got ripped off not winning the Best Picture Oscar, I'll tell you that.
As is Fast Food Nation. If you missed that in the theaters, you can catch that on DVD today. It's in stores. The Full Monty, the fully exposed edition 2-disc set.
Oh, excellent.
Trotting out the Full Monty for another re-release. And Revenge of the Nerds, special edition. You can pick that up if you're so inclined.
What are these people thinking?
Thinking you have expendable income and you'll buy anything?
Wow. I guess.
And lastly, Borat, as I mentioned, comes out on DVD today. Now, Kazakhstan originally hated Borat when it first came out.
They sued him, didn't they?
Yeah. Now they love, love, love him. Since the movie came out, the nation has had an incredible boom in tourism.
No kidding.
People are traveling to Kazakhstan. Of course, they're disappointed when they find out with sex with somebody's sister is a lot more expensive than they expect.
Sure.
Still.
That movie wasn't even shot in Kazakhstan. That's what's hilarious about people going to Kazakhstan.
Yeah. But, you know. They're hoping to see Borat.
Thank you. I like you. I like sex.
That sounds great.
That sounds terrific. I'm very pleased with that.
Borat's calling in on a walkie-talkie.
It's a choir of Borat on the moon.
Is he working security on the parking lot?
Very nice.
Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, try it again.
Thank you. I like you. I like sex.
Better. A little better, yeah.
Sex of time. Over.
Houston, we have a problem.
Today's celebrity birthdays, TV personality Ed McMahon, who sat alongside Johnny Carson for many, many years on The Tonight Show before Jay Leno took over. He's 84 years old today.
Yes!
Sure, Ed McMahon, we get clear as a bell.
By the way,
Borat's underwater.
We've been lucky enough throughout the years on this program to spend some time with Mr. McMahon. Won't find a nicer guy, more professional guy.
He's a sweetheart.
Yeah, he's terrific.
Actor-director Rob Reiner, responsible for one of my favorite movies of all time, This is Spinal Tap. He is 60 years old today. Tom Arnold, actor. He's 48 years old today. D.L. Hughley, who was so good on Studio 60, by the way.
Yeah, sure was.
Was. He was great. Apparently that show is canceled.
Yeah.
Are they saying that officially, or are they just saying it's on hiatus?
Yeah, that's so gone.
You got to be rooting against the Black Donnellys if you want Studio 60 back.
Yeah, I hate those black people.
Black Donnellys, never mind.
D.L. Hughley's 43 years old today. Moira Kelly, you know her from West Wing and many, many other projects. She's 39 years old today. And Beanie Siegel celebrates his 33rd birthday today. Yeah, whoop-de-woo, whoa, yeah, boy. Happy birthday, Beanie. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Be quiet. We're on the air. What's wrong with you?
Be professional, for God's sakes.
Did he say we were on the air?
And put your top on. What is this? What are you running here?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is the Kevin and Bean Show at 25 minutes after 6. Again, we have Breakfast with Corn coming up a little bit later on this morning.
I have a lot of respect for anyone who tries to break into the acting field. A lot of people from around the country, around the world, come to Los Angeles every year, and they figure they're going to make it. They're going to be big TV stars, big movie stars. And let's face it, you go out for those auditions, and sometimes you end up in a toothpaste commercial, and sometimes you end up as a dead body. You know, and it's so hard to get any kind of role that's beyond just guys sitting at a counter.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of actors in this town have things on the resume that are so tiny, you really have to stop the frame in order to be able to see them. But how cool is that if, you know, 50 years from now, you can still get a DVD of a movie and go, see, there I am. I'm the guy sitting behind Jack Nicholson.
That's kind of cool.
That's my shoe right there. Right, exactly. And we started talking about this last week because a friend of mine brought up that she had once been in a music video for a late recording artist named Jeff Buckley. She was in a music video of his. And they shot like in a coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
And the band was performing, and there were a bunch of people sitting around the tables. And she was way in the back talking on the telephone.
That's
her.
It. On the cell phone?
No, this was a payphone.
Oh,
this, I mean, and that's the extent of it. So she had to stand there and just be on the phone, talking on the phone the whole time they were shooting this video, because she's girl on the phone in the video. That's her claim to fame. That's her biggest credit.
Like 10 hours
in Hollywood. Yeah,
director's like, you're not talking.
That's her job. And we started thinking about how many people there are like that who end up in these things. And then, you know, we start going around the room, and the King of Mexico has joined us in the studio. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, guys.
And Dave, of course, you know, people still talk about his heyday in the early part of this century.
Oh, yeah. Had a starring role in Dawson's Creek, you know, one episode in season 4. It was awesome.
Well, by starring role, what do you mean?
Well, you banged Joey, right?
Yeah, I was a love interest for no one. But I did deliver something, obviously, because I had to get something signed, and that was about it. And I was in frame coming out of commercial for about a second, and then I was out.
Nice. You didn't have a line or anything?
Nope.
Were you the UPS guy?
I was sort of like a UPS delivery guy.
Because you should have said, see what Brown can do for you.
No, that's not appropriate for anyone, but Dave, come on.
You know, I actually had two roles in that episode. And the second role was I was Big Head number 3, where I was just walking behind Joey and Pacey.
That's my dream gig, Big Head number 3.
Yeah, so.
That's fantastic.
That's a hell of a role.
So I had two roles in one episode. You know, that's how great of an actor I am, dual roles, you know.
How long did it take you?
Regular Eddie Murphy.
The scene where you were the delivery guy, how long did that scene take to shoot?
To shoot, you know, since we were so good, it actually took about maybe 20 minutes.
That's it?
But the whole shoot that day took about 16 hours. So I was on set for 16 hours.
My God.
Wow. That's the kind of role we're talking about. The guy who's a UPS guy delivering something to Pacey. That's what we're talking about.
So we're looking for not your biggest, but your smallest role in entertainment. The very tiniest thing that you have on your credits that you probably don't even put on your resume.
Right, because it's so little.
Because it's so insignificant. Now, there has to be a lot of people maybe aren't even actors and actresses. They just know somebody. Hey, we want to put you in something or whatever, you know.
Or they happen to be there the day they showed up to shoot at that Target or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Now, speaking role, no speaking role. Do we have a preference?
Oh, I think speaking is way too large
for
this.
So we're talking about you don't even get to talk.
Yeah.
You just get to be in.
If you speak, you're a main character in the show. We're looking for just insignificant to the point of you might as well have not even been there. That's what we're looking for. 1-800-520-1067. If you have that role, and you can call us right now, we'll take your calls right after this on K-Rock. We think people in Los Angeles are focusing on the wrong things. They're focusing on their biggest entertainment role.
Right.
That's not important.
Right.
The smallest entertainment role is what we're looking for.
It's the little people that really make the world go round of show business. It's 636 on the Kevin and Bean Show, 106.7 KROQ. We're taking your calls right now at 1-800-520-1067. And by the way, today's the day we're doing Breakfast with Corn. That starts in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, and you can watch it in its entirety at KROQ.com. So, smallest roles in TV and movies, videos, where are we going to start today?
Let's start with Drew in San Dimas. Good morning, Drew. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Morning.
Lisa
May. Hi, Drew.
Smallest role in entertainment. What'd you have?
I was on in the movie SWAT. You know, when the plane crashes on the 6th Street Bridge?
Right.
I was following Colin Farrell down the bridge.
you were a fireman?
Yes.
And how long were you on screen?
For about 2 seconds.
Oh, nice.
Congratulations. By the way, getting that close to Colin Farrell, you should be checked for VD. I'm sorry. just walking down a bridge with him.
And pregnancy.
Yeah.
Thank you, Drew.
That's excellent work.
Let's go to Adam in Beaumont. Good morning, Adam. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Morning, Kevin and Bean. Lisa May.
Hello, Adam.
We're looking for the smallest role in entertainment. What'd you do?
We used to be in the band in high school, and they were filming a movie right next door, and they asked if we wanted to be in it. They had Roddy McDowell and actually Brad Pitt, one of his first movies that I don't even know if it made it to the big screens.
No kidding.
Yeah.
What's the name of the movie?
Cutting Class.
Cutting Class?
I don't remember first that.
First time I saw it was on HBO at 3 in the morning.
Okay, what did you do? You were in the band?
Yeah, I was in the band, and they picked 4 of us to just walk. Well, we played a section in the gymnasium, and then they had a couple of us just walk right by and don't look at the camera.
Now, how long after that appearance in that movie did you start saying to people, don't you know who I am?
Has been ever since.
I hope so.
They followed me around because later on in college, they filmed 90210 at my where I went to school. So
Adam's
we were in a couple scenes of that, too.
I'm a natural-born star, Adam's thinking to himself.
Yeah, you are a magnet, man. All right, thank you very much for the call. We had a friend, by the way, who got in a TV movie that they made about O.J. Simpson. And she played Nicole Simpson's corpse.
No kidding.
Yeah. So all you saw were her feet under the sheet.
Oh.
That was her big break into showbiz. And I thought, well, she's on her way now. Surely she's going
to
make it.
Let's go to Bethany in Cyprus. Good morning, Bethany. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, thanks.
What was your role?
Hey, Lisa May.
Hi, Bethany.
How are you?
Good.
Good. I actually was an extra on the Tenacious D show, and I had to watch Jack Black sing for, like, seriously from 8 o'clock in the morning until 10 at night.
Are you talking about The Pick of Destiny?
I'm sorry?
No, the show, I think
the TV
said.
Show or the movie?
TV show.
TV show, okay.
Wow, so you had to sit there and look like you were interested for that many hours.
Yes, it was crazy.
I see that you had a prop. You were smoking.
Yes.
Nicely done.
You had to smoke all that time?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, she's going to be able to sue soon because she had to smoke all day long that day.
Wow. Yes. Was it worth it? You look back on it and go, you're glad you did it, or was it a real pain in the ass?
It was a pain in the ass, but it was fun. I mean...
All right.
Cool. Could you see yourself on the screen?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool then.
All right.
It was neat because I got direction from Bob Odenkirk. That was
okay.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. He's cool. Fantastic.
Congratulations.
Let's go to Patrick in Redondo Beach. Good morning, Patrick. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning, Kevin, Bean, and Lisa.
Hi, Patrick.
Smallest role in entertainment. What did you do?
Well, I was in a television commercial for Saab. I was a cyclist that the car was passing at night. There were actually several of us. And so I literally didn't exist for except about a quarter of a second as the car passed us with more lights than a landing 747 would have.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, let me ask you about this. How does a guy get a role like that? Were you an actor who went to an audition for that?
You know, when I was a kid, I was really into acting and wanted to do it and then completely gave that up. Didn't think about it, moved to L.A., and because I'm a cyclist and also write about cycling, I've ended up doing some photo shoots for magazines.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, a call went out through an email list I was on that they were looking for some models to be in a television commercial, and that was for Adidas. And so it was one of those things that casting companies kind of kept calling me after that.
So now you're like a specialist. You're the bike rider in the background specialist.
Dude, if they ever make that that Tour de France movie that they're talking about with Lance Armstrong, you are in.
You know, I'll be made. I'll be set.
Thank you, Patrick. Let's go on to Jessica in El Monte.
That's going to be tough to beat. Quarter second on a bike at night. A Saab commercial. Yeah. Not even a TV show. That's going to be tough to find smaller than.
Jessica in El Monte. Good morning.
Hey, what up, everybody?
Hey, well, Jessica.
What were you in, and for how long?
I'm in the background of Faint for Linkin Park.
Mm-hmm.
You know how everybody's backlit? You wouldn't know I was there anyway.
Oh, really? So the light's coming from behind you, so you can't even see your face if you know it's you?
Yeah.
And what were you doing? Just standing there?
Jumping up and down for like 12 hours.
Oh, God.
Wow. Wow.
We got there. They told us to be there at like 6 in the morning, and we didn't start shooting until 6 at night. And
oh.
6 the next morning.
See how glamorous show business
and
is,
they,
people.
They pay you like $200.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
wow.
No, no.
And the director's,
you get
like,
paid if you're on screen. You get paid if they see your face.
You didn't even get paid?
No.
She got to jump.
If I had stayed for like the last like hour and a half, I'd have gotten paid $50 the whole
time. How about that? Hey, I'll pay you $50 for an hour and a half.
Thank you for the call. That's a little hard to beat as well. That's pretty good, too.
In silhouette, jumping in a concert video.
Chris in North Hollywood, good morning. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Kevin, Bean, Lisa May.
Smallest role in entertainment. What have you done?
I was on Cape Fear with Robert De Niro.
Oh, yeah. That's a big movie.
And you know the scene where Joe Don Baker finally confronts him out in front of the restaurant? They
right.
have this confrontation. I don't know if you know it.
Yes. Go ahead.
Anyway, so they sit me down in front on a stoop between them, and they're doing their scene, and I'm like in the middle.
Oh, that's much too big.
Oh yeah, you shouldn't even be on this phone.
Wait. So I'm thinking I'm going to be discovered, and Scorsese comes over. They're doing the scene. They're like, "That's great, but who's this guy in the middle?"
Did they throw you out?
No, they made me walk by. So I walked by. I'm like headless.
Oh, so you can see like your torso, but not your head.
Yeah,
that's pretty good too.
That's an awesome story, and I got to tell you, even though you're on screen for like a couple seconds, you can't see your head. For the rest of your life, you could tell a story that includes the phrase. So then Scorsese comes over and he says to me,
"Yeah, exactly."
I mean, we don't have that. That's awesome, dude. I'm going to declare him the winner. I think that's the way to go out. That's awesome. Thanks. Let me tell you about Ron Whittier from Irvine.
He's a fan.
No, he actually just won tickets for My Chemical Romance. We're giving them away all this week on K-Rock. You know, they got two sold-out shows coming up at the Forum and the Anaheim Arena. And check this out. All day Friday, every time we play My Chemical Romance, if you're caller 20, you not only win win tickets to the show, you get to go backstage and play the Nintendo Wii with the band, and you also win your own Wii.
Wow.
So
cool.
Wow, an opportunity to win your own Wii.
I know. So we're talking about the Nintendo Wii. We're talking about going to the show. We're talking about backstage, play with the band. I mean, it's all too much. That'll be all day Friday here on the world famous K-Rock at 6:55. Ralph Garman's here with the Showbiz Beat. Good morning, Ralph.
The Museum of Television and Radio is having its annual television festival all the way through the 15th of this month. And I've been giving out tickets to spend the evening with some of your favorite TV shows. It's a great event. It's a very small venue, and you have the creators and cast of some of your favorite TV shows. They show you an episode that usually hasn't even aired yet, so you get to see that in advance, and then they tell you the story of how the show came together, and then they take Q&A from the audience. It's really a great night. Tomorrow night is an evening with Dexter.
Oh, he's a fag.
How dare you?
He was on 6 Feet Under, but now Michael C. Hall plays Dexter, the serial killer with a heart of gold.
He's a good serial killer.
Yes, exactly.
Does he only kill people that he thinks need to be killed?
Is that vigilante justice?
He kills killers. Yeah, he kills people that deserve it. They slip through the system. He knows they deserve it, so he kills them and cuts them up.
That's what America needs, is more guys making their own law.
Oh, it's a fantastic show, but it's on Showtime, and I keep talking to people, but I'm like, I don't get Showtime. Yeah, it's so frustrating.
It's worth ordering Showtime for. Jennifer Carpenter plays his sister on the show. Julie Benz also on the show. Get to spend an evening with them and the creators of the show tomorrow night, thanks to the Museum of Television and Radio. I'm going to give away two pairs of tickets, but I want to give them to people who have Showtime and watch Dexter and would really appreciate it. So here's a little trivia question. If you're one of the first two callers with the correct answer at 1-800-520-1067, you will get a pair of tickets to spend the evening with Dexter. Here's the trivia question. What's the name of Dexter's boat? What's the name of Dexter's boat? He's got a boat. What's he name it?
Now, Kevin, you love the show. Do you know
love
the answer?
Love the show. Absolutely, you know the I know the answer, but I wouldn't want to give it away.
No, I wasn't suggesting you give it away. I just
Kevin,
wondered
just
if
write
you
down
knew.
The, write down the answer for me on this piece of paper, just so we can compare
we'll
it
check.
With.
We'll check when we get our callers in. All right, let's take a look at the showbiz news, shall we? Simon Cowell is blasting Oscar winner Jennifer Hudson because she didn't thank American Idol when she accepted her Oscar.
No, oh,
they
for
didn't
God's
give her
sakes.
Acting classes.
But they did give her an opportunity to present herself to the entertainment business.
And everybody knows that.
No.
But she didn't acknowledge it.
So what?
I think he's got a point.
He's a baby.
She said in interviews that American Idol was a stepping stone for her. Simon Cowell said, stepping stone? It was her only opportunity to become noticed. And she did get noticed, and she got Dream Girls.
Yeah, by the way, no thanks to him. He told her she didn't have what it took, remember?
Yeah, that's
but
right.
She still got to be on the TV show, which did expose her to people who buy talent.
Sure.
If she had been on that show, there's no way she ever would have gotten that film. He's got a point.
No, I'm agreeing with that, but that isn't what got her the Oscar. It was her performance.
I think Cal's kind of cheesed off because a lot of people have distanced themselves from the show since they've achieved a certain amount of success.
Yeah, they run as fast as they can, right?
Singers deliberately turned against the show that made them successful, he said. The reason people come on the show is because that other doors have been slammed in their face when it comes to the entertainment business. And I think he's got a point.
There's been an awful lot of sour press lately coming out of Daughtry on his tour about how much he hates that show and really didn't want to do it and felt like he had no choice and just can't wait to get as far away from it as possible.
Come on. I like that Simon Cowell's getting his feelings hurt.
You're horrible.
Of all people.
Let's take a call and see if we have an answer to my trivia question. What do you say, Omar?
All right. Well,
so you're just going to hang up on people randomly? Is that how you play? Is that how you roll?
Steve in Fullerton. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve, what is the name of Dexter's boat?
Slice of life.
That's right.
Get Kevin, it? Kevin, turn your paper over.
That's right. Right.
Let's see what Kevin wrote.
I wrote down Bodie.
Bodie the boat.
Yeah. I didn't really know.
I'm sorry, Kevin.
It wasn't Bodie. I didn't remember, but Slice of Life is funny, see, because he's a serial killer and he cuts people up.
Yeah. That is funny.
Thanks for that answer. Hold on. We'll give you the details how you can go see Dexter tomorrow night.
Kevin loves the show.
I do, yes.
Has never missed the show.
That's correct.
Didn't know that answer.
I probably watched each episode twice.
Dave Sales, Dave told me to tell you to tell Christina from Glendale to call back, and we'll give her tickets, too.
Christina and Glendale, call back because Omar hung up on you, and we'll give you tickets to Dexter, okay?
Dave told you, Omar, to tell us to tell her to call back?
To tell me.
There needs to be more steps.
I got it.
Back to you, Ralph.
Apparently, I'm not the only one cheesed off with Lost. Naveen Andrews and Dominic Monaghan are speaking out about the show.
Uh-oh.
They, of course, play Saeed and Charlie on the show. Naveen Andrews gets about $78,000 a week playing Saeed.
No
And
way.
Yet we never see him.
That's his problem.
Oh. Yeah.
He says, even though I like getting paid for doing nothing as much as the next person, it'd be nice to work occasionally.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
Wait a minute, let me get this straight. He gets 78,000 $1,000 a week for doing nothing, and he's complaining?
Well, come on. He's an actor. He wants to act.
Yeah.
Not everyone
hates their job and would like to not have to do it.
No, I'm just saying that he lives in Hawaii, right? I mean, that sounds like the gig.
But I'm sure a lot of days he has to do one scene and he ends up sitting on in a trailer on a director's chair for hours at a time waiting
to
get up.
Could be.
And
heck,
say, we need to go across the islands. Then, cut! All right, thanks, Naveen. Call you later when we need the other version.
Call you in a month. Hurley, yeah. Go get the van.
Dominic Monaghan, he's upset because he's probably not going to live through the end of this year, right?
No, you didn't.
They've set him up.
Yeah, they say he's going to die. Desmond says you're dead.
Yeah.
Monaghan says as one person works more, work is taken away from the others. You have to make your peace with that. Carlton Cuse, who's the executive producer of the show, says the actors are frustrated. They're all really good at what they do, and it's difficult when they don't get a chance to do it.
Well, they're on a show with 40 cast members, too.
Right.
Yeah, well, maybe less time with the fruit cutters. I don't know.
Did anyone complain that Hurley's dad was Cheech?
No one yet has talked about that. And speaking of American Idol, I knew it was just a matter of time. Project Islamic Hope and Frenchie Davis have opened up an organization called the Anti-American Idol Rally.
Excellent.
Now, Frenchie Davis, if you don't remember, was booted off American Idol Season 4 because they found out that she had posed for some nude photos on a website when she was 19 years old.
And right? They were not pretty.
And they were not
that
pretty.
That was the problem.
That was the problem.
If they were hot, they would have been fine with it.
Exactly.
Now they find out that pictures have surfaced of Antonella Barba on the internet, and she has not been kicked off the show.
She has way better boobs than Frenchie. Frenchie was all floppy.
Well, and I got to tell you, she wasn't actually topless either.
He was covering with her hands.
Yeah. He was holding up her nipplage, yeah.
Although I do like to believe that the sex video was also her. I like to believe that.
But yeah. It's not.
It's not, but I like to believe
so
that.
So the black activist organization Project Islamic Hope and Frenchie Davis have started a boycott against American Idol, saying that they can't have one rule for white contestants and have a different rule for black contestants. It is obvious that it's racial bias.
Ralph, it couldn't have something to do with Frenchie was taking the pictures for profit as
a
job.
Of course, that's what it was.
And Antonella was sold out by her friends, and they were private photos that somebody put on the internet.
Of course, that's the difference. Of course, that's the difference.
You say sold out by her friends like it's a bad thing.
Well, it's kind of crappy.
All right.
But I'm glad they did it.
The rally and press conference will be held this morning at 11 a.m. in front of the Kodak Theater in Hollywood, where the show is broadcast from.
I'm protesting it.
They will demand during the press conference that Frenchie Davis be put back on American Idol right now.
That's what they want?
Yes.
From like two seasons ago,
yes.
They put her back? It doesn't work that way.
Well, at least they have a goal that's reachable.
By the way, Frenchie Davis is currently starring in Rent on Broadway.
So she's fine.
Yes.
She's more than fine. That's awesome.
Oh.
Awesome. Hate them all.
That's,
she's on Broadway, for God's
that's
sakes.
Great, Ralph. That's awesome.
Anna.
What the hell does that have to do with anything?
Nothing, just makes us laugh.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Moira Kelly. She was on that Western White House show.
Yeah.
That's it. She's 39 years old today. D.L. Hughley. Speaking of shows from Aaron Sorkin, he is 43 years old today. Tom Arnold, 48 years old today. Actor, director Rob Reiner turned 60. He hasn't directed a movie in a while, has he?
It has been a while.
He's been working on that kindergarten thing.
That's true. Under five or less than three or
yeah,
four and a half, whatever that organization's called. And Ed McMahon.
Yes.
That was Lisa's impression. Can I hear that again, Lisa?
Yes.
At least somebody's paying attention. Thank you.
Yes.
There it is.
It was just like that.
Sidekick for Johnny Carson for all those years on The Tonight Show. He's 84 years old today. And just a sweetheart. Just give you the beer right off his back, that guy.
Yes.
That's not Ed.
No.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Let's talk about Michael Jackson for a second. He, as you know, is out of his freaking mind. But he went to Tokyo recently, and we wanted to talk to him about this. Actually, I think he might still be there, and I think, do we have him on the phone? Michael? Michael? How you doing?
Michael, it's your pals Kevin and Bean from America. How are you?
Hello, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
You remember California. You used to live out here.
I do remember. That's where my Neverland Ranch was.
Oh, yes.
But I haven't been there in a while.
Yeah.
No. Michael, what are you doing in Japan? And we heard disturbing stories about what you're doing, and I just want to make sure before we condemn you that we hear direct from you that it's true.
I love Japan. Mm-hmm. I have an incredible fan base here.
And you do. They go crazy for you still.
It's always a pleasure to visit here and to spend some time with my fans.
What's okay. the meet and greet party that is supposedly going to happen on Thursday where people have to pay to meet you?
Well, they've asked me to be a judge at an art exhibit. Yeah. And so I'll be judging some of the artwork. I'm an art collector myself, and right. I'll be looking at the art and judging it and picking out the best artists.
Right, but after that, then you've got a VIP party where we have heard that guests are going to pay over $3,000 to spend 30 seconds to 1 minute with you.
I will be meeting some of my fans at a VIP party, yes.
Right. But they have to pay for it. They have to pay $3,500 for 30 seconds.
Well, they don't have to pay for it. Only if they want to meet me.
Oh, I see.
Now, but if they do spend $3,500, then we will have some serious one-on-one time for 30 seconds.
For 30 seconds.
Yes.
It seems so desperate. I know you spend a lot of money and you don't have a lot of money coming in. But couldn't you work for some money? Couldn't you tour? Couldn't you make records? Why are you gouging your fans just to shake your hand?
First of all, I am broke.
Right.
I have no goddamn money.
Right. You've earned money in the past. Bean's asking why you don't do it the same way again.
Because no one wants to hear my music.
Well, that's true.
And I can't get a job.
Okay, what do you get?
So I have to do what I have to do to make some money.
And that's gouge your fans that love you.
No, that's trash talk, gouging fans.
What do you get for $3,500 then in 30 seconds? Can they shake your hand?
No.
They can't.
That's madness. I don't have anyone touching me.
So no hugging, right?
No.
How about a photo?
No.
For $3,500, what do you do?
$5,000 for a photo.
$5,000 for a photo.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have some sort of a scale where they can, like a Chinese menu, they could just pick an item from column A, item from column B, and this is how much it costs?
We do have a price guide that everyone will be handed when they arrive at the event.
Okay, so far,
different events and how much it will cost.
Okay, so far for $3,500, we found out that we can't get an autograph, we can't get a photo, we can't touch you.
One-on-one time.
But that's just what, standing in a room with you?
No, we look at each other, and you look at me, I look at my watch.
Okay.
And then when 30 seconds goes by,
all right.
I say, next! Woo! Get out!
All right, so for $5,000, you get a photo.
Right.
Okay,
right.
What's beyond that?
For $7,500, you can try on one of my gloves.
$7,500?
Yes.
Okay.
For $12,500, you can try on my pants.
Oh!
For $15,000... We blow bubbles together.
Oh, that's
Michael,
just
what?
Come on.
What?
That's ugly.
What
the animal.
What?
The animal rights people are going to be very
what?
Upset.
What?
What did you just say?
No, I have some soap water and we take some wands and we blow bubbles together.
Oh, I'm sorry, we misunderstood. Okay.
I enjoy bubbles.
And people have to spend $15,000 to blow bubbles.
Yes. Wow.
And you do it for free. All right. So what beyond that?
But then we have not everyone can afford those sort of things.
Of course not.
So we have a discounted rate of lesser attractions also.
Okay, less than $3,500?
For just $1,000, I will put jam on something for you.
You'll put jam on something.
Yes, if you have some toast and you would like to put jam on it.
Uh-huh.
Jam-o! I put jam on it for you.
Okay, but that's like a 5-second deal.
Jam-o!
All right, I got that.
That's $1,000.
All right.
For $19.95, you get a message left by me on your answering machine.
For $19.95?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
that's nice.
Hi, this is Michael Jackson. Fill in the blank. Can't be here right now. Because we're due in court.
Okay. That's a great message.
For $4.99, the best, I think the biggest value.
Very cheap.
Is you get to touch my bald spot where my hair was burnt off from the Pepsi commercial.
Is that right?
Yes, I will part the crown of my hair and you actually get to touch it.
Okay.
You have to wear a latex glove.
Of course, yeah.
And a face mask.
It'd probably be safer for the guy.
And I'm also offering babysitting services.
Oh, no. Don't even go there.
Yes, I will watch your children for as long as you need to be away if they're under the age of 4.
And how much does that cost?
I pay you $100,000.
All right, we have a very disturbing news piece we'd like to play for you now.
From brawls on professional basketball courts to out-of-control parents at Little League games, unsportsmanlike conduct is a scourge on modern sports in this country. And now some high school officials in Washington State are considering tough new rules, including a boo ban.
A boo ban.
Are you kidding?
Boo!
Boo! Are you kidding me?
A ban on booing.
That there's no booing in baseball. Come on. A ban on booing.
Well, wait a minute.
What are you going to do, ticket people? You going to give them a booing ticket?
They're talking about Little League?
They're talking about Little League High School? Yes. Who cares what they're talking about?
Are people booing five-year-olds?
I hope so. Listen to me. Here's the problem.
Hey, it's a tough world out there, Lisa. The sooner they learn it, the better.
Little Tommy goes to bat and everyone boos
him? What if little Tommy sucks? He deserves to be booed.
He's fine.
Here's the problem, Lisa, is that we're not allowed to offend any kids. So you can't give grades out at school because it might make the kid feel bad.
Hurt their self-esteem.
You can't keep score at a sports event because it might make them feel bad. You can't play tag. They've outlawed tag in certain schools because the kids that are it feel bad. I swear to God.
It's true.
This is really going way too far. Everybody grows up now with a sense of entitlement. They have this fake, BS self-esteem that's not based on anything except for no one has ever booed them. And I think booing is a necessary evil.
Well, you do need to knock people down so that when they get the crappy job, when they're adults, they go, that's okay for me.
That's exactly what I should be.
So they're not unhappy
whole
lives.
That's my point.
Booing, tough love. Good point.
Booing is needed.
Hey, and I gotta say, when it comes to booing, and there are people who are quoted in some of the articles on ABC News about this, it's like, oh, I don't even know how booing got started and how booing's acceptable at a baseball stadium or a football stadium or something like that.
But now, this is the Interscholastic Association, the head of that says, I'm trying to figure out why people think booing is acceptable in the first place.
Because you are, how should I say this? If you're in the audience, part of your job is to let your emotions be heard.
Right.
Yes.
Why is cheering acceptable? Because you're excited about what's happening on the field, so you cheer. It's the same thing. If I'm at a baseball game and the umpire makes a crappy call, I think it's my duty as an American to boo him, to let him know that he's being watched, let him know that there's some accountability.
And kids need to learn that at an early age.
Exactly.
So I think booing is one of those things. It might hurt at the moment, but it builds character.
It's
we're doing
life
you a
lesson.
Favor.
It's a life lesson, yes.
Lisa, we were at, you were there, Kevin and Bean Night at the Ducks on Friday night.
Speaking of which,
there,
without booing, there's no NHL. I mean, you professional hockey, you don't boo, what? There's nothing, no reason to go.
So in between the first and second period down there at the Ducks game, you know, you have that 20 minutes off or something like that. And by the way, we haven't even talked about the girls that come out and sweep the ice. I mean, what's up with that?
Yeah, that was good.
At the Honda Center. Really? My God.
Yeah.
But anyway, so they send out this, this peewee hockey team, these junior hockey kids. And how old do you reckon they were?
I don't know, 6, 8.
Yeah, they come out there in their little hockey outfits, and they do, you know, they're doing some one-on-one shooting. They got a goalie there.
The little goalie's like half as tall as the goal. He's just this tiny little kid.
Tiny little kid. And I think our guy's name was like Gibbling or something like that. So
we can read the back of his jersey. Uh-huh.
So we're sitting there. We're like six rows up from the ice, and the first kid that comes on that shoots on goal to little Gibbling manages to score a goal. And without even talking about it, everyone in our section, boo! We're booing, and then we started that Gibbling sucks chant.
No, you did not.
That's what at a hockey game, that's what you do. You get the name of the goalie and you chant his name when he does something bad.
The kid was sick.
Gibbling.
Oh, so,
but maybe he shouldn't be playing goalie. If somebody gave him that kind of constructive criticism early on, he would learn.
I want Gibbling to go home, and after he cries, I want him to say, you know what? I didn't do as well as I should have.
I'm going to work harder.
I'm going to work harder. Not, I was great because everybody did nothing but throw rose petals on the ice.
I don't think it's six like you're that coordinated. I don't think anybody would do that.
I'm
good.
Saying you need some accurate feedback.
Oh,
that's all I'm. What?
God.
Should we go, hey, good job. You didn't stop that. Should we do that?
I believe you guys.
Oh, that was so sweet, Gibbling, that you let that puck go right through your legs. How adorable is that?
Gibbling.
And Lisa,
go home.
You suck.
You suck.
And I'm here to say to you, Lisa, or anyone who disagrees with our booing policy, boo on you.
This is Frank the Tank for Squeaky. Squeaky, are you there? Oh, wow. See, he's in there with Corn.
Oh, he's right in now. There for the rehearsal. Okay.
How does it sound in there, Squeaky?
This is amazing. Hold on. Let me step out. There we go. Can you hear me? Over.
Yes. Much better, Squeaky. Yes. Keep us informed of how it's going.
Yeah, we've got Monkey on guitar and the drums and everything is ablazing. It's going to be an amazing performance.
Everything is ablazing, would you say?
That's good.
Everything is ablazing. Squeaky, over.
Thank you, Squeaky. Frank the Tank out.
Get Chuck Henry out here with the Channel 4 van if something's a-blazing. All right, it's 7:37 Tuesday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Yeah, it's Breakfast with Corn coming up in about a half an hour or so here on our show. It's a big day, not only because of Breakfast with Corn. It is Tuesday, March 6th, and today, of course, Tuesday is the day the new DVDs come out.
Right.
And, you know, everyone is talking about the Saved by the Bell, the new season that's out.
Nope.
Borat. Oh, Borat. I meant Borat.
Yes.
That's what I said. I say Saved by the Bell. Yeah, I meant Borat.
Could not be more excited about Borat because apparently there's like 30 minutes of extras on the thing. And, you know, he shot for hours and hours and hours, didn't make it into the movie.
Right, right.
And we have some of the highlights, some of the deleted scenes that we found on YouTube. One of them, the first one that we want to play for you, is Borat getting pulled over by the cops in his ice cream truck.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hello.
Can I see your travel license, please?
No problems.
I tell you what, why don't you all step outside so we can talk about this?
If you need to check inside me, I must warn you that the last night I eat a 15 Cinnabon. My anus is open like a mouth of tired dog. If you make a tack on it, it may make a release.
Oh! See, this is why Sacha Baron Cohen is the genius that he is, because when he commits to Borat, I mean, it doesn't matter what's going on, how pissed somebody is. In this case, I mean, he's actually pulled over by the cops. I mean, he really could be in trouble. I haven't seen this deleted scene yet. Does he still have the bear in the back of the ice cream truck when he hits pull over?
I don't think the bear was there.
Okay, good.
I don't think so.
Because that would be hard to explain to the officer.
There's another outtake that we wanted to play for you from Borat, and that is when he's in the pet store and he's trying to find a dog. He's got a puppy.
Okay.
The bat, the Jew.
No, he's not attained. Could I train her?
Probably not to sniff out a Jew.
Why not?
Oh, no. Attack the Jew.
Attack the Jew, he said. And the woman is just, she's totally mortified. She doesn't know it's a bit. She doesn't know he's a comedian, the whole deal, right? So then he goes on talking about what he wants to do with the dog.
And I can take this home.
Yes.
And how do you recommend to cook this?
No, you don't cook.
No, not now. But after my travel, after he has protected me and give me companion in sexy time, how do you recommend?
Well, I tell you what. If that's what you want to do, you're not going to die from here.
Do not tell me what to do, woman.
You're not going to kill or eat or have sex with my animals.
No, do not tell me, woman. This is mine.
Oh, they ask him to leave. He's trying to give the dog a good home.
She grabs the dog and runs away from him. He said, make sexy time. That's not what you want to hear if you're selling a puppy. He goes into the doctor, and he's talking to him about sexually transmitted diseases.
How did you get the gonorrhea?
From a major sexy time. I have had a gonorrhea many times. A lady is very much like a Borat. High five. I have also had other disease in this area.
Do you know what they were?
I once catch a herpes from my sister.
That means you had sexual relations with your sister.
Yes.
Yes. Did you have sexual relations with any other family members?
No, I am not sick.
And finally, we were talking yesterday about getting massages from guys, if you're a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it took a lot of phone calls, a lot of people telling their opinion. Some people think even just getting a massage from a guy is gay. Some people think it's ridiculous to suggest that it's gay. But this is Borat on the massage table with a man masseuse.
Okay.
When you massage my anus, will you use cream?
Oh, I don't massage your anus. I just massage your buttock.
Okay.
Now I need you to roll over.
Oh, I am sorry, my crumb stand.
Oh, it's okay.
It's his penis.
You can finish him?
No.
But you started him?
No, I didn't. You did that all by yourself.
Oh. You started
him. He's standing at full attention.
Oh, no. That's wrong.
I love Borat. It's available in stores today on DVD. I should be getting paid for this, but I don't care because I like it so much. So.
Sure.
We'll be right back with Ralph Schubert's Beat next.
Hey, Ralph Garman.
Hey.
What's going on?
Ralph Fiennes is quickly becoming my favorite actor of all time.
Why is that?
He's the guy that banged the stewardess?
That's right. Yep. Last month, you may remember that a Qantas flight attendant named Lisa Robertson was fired from the airline after she admitted she had sex with Ralph Fiennes in the bathroom during a long-haul flight from Australia to India in January. She got booted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, this week comes the word that Ralph Fiennes incurred the wrath of a Belgian hotel after he reportedly frolicked naked in the swimming pool of the hotel with four other naked women.
Wow.
Wow, it's good to be Ray Fiennes.
Apparently.
Man.
The 44-year-old star of the film The English Patient and some of the Harry Potter movies, and he was also Red and Red Dragon.
Sure.
He and his female companions apparently were disturbing guests at a hotel called Tourline in Belgium, and the manager of the hotel wasn't happy about it, she says. But no one stopped him.
Wow.
He was naked in the pool with four chicks.
Why didn't she go out and say, hey, how about putting on some clothes?
Well, they're filming a movie currently there in Belgium. He and Colin Farrell. Oh, there's a comedy.
Oh, wow.
Come on, the whole city's upside down.
And they're spending a lot of money at the hotel putting everybody up, I reckon. So,
oh, yeah. I see, yeah.
She's just bitching about it rather than doing anything about it. But still, Ray Fiennes, everybody.
Come on. Now, Ralph, you for years have had it out for him because his name is spelled the same as yours, yet he pronounces it Rafe, and that was unacceptable to you. But now you're willing to give him a pass?
He can do whatever he wants now.
All right.
Boy's got game.
Okay. That, by the way, that that stewardess that he had sex with, you know, she then followed him basically to wherever he was going, and they did it again like all weekend long at the hotel.
Oh, really?
It was not just in the bathroom. I mean,
wow.
they made a weekend of it.
Go Rafe. It's birthday. Call me Rafe Garman from now on, would you please?
I like Rafe. Right. Okay. It's a good name.
I don't know if you watched Heroes last night. Oh.
I didn't have time yet. Good.
Oh.
They say this is the one that ties it to the upcoming rest of the season finale.
Yeah.
Show.
That's how they say it.
That's how they say it.
That's what they said.
Just like that.
Eloquent.
Uh-huh.
Did we find out more about how Jack got his tattoo in Thailand? Was that?
That's lost
to
me.
Dead to me. Those words are dead to me.
All right.
No, we found out so much. We met Linderman last night. Finally.
Oh, really?
Oh, good.
Found out how he's all tied up and everything.
Okay.
Oh, some great stuff with Siler and Suresh. Suresh.
Sure.
Sharif.
Suresh, right?
Yeah. And, Claire. Oh, uh-huh. She's on the run. Oh, just so good.
Well, we're all looking forward to seeing it.
But also last night was kind of cool. They showed an extended trailer for the new Spider-Man 3 movie, which I'm very excited about. However, Tobey Maguire says today that the upcoming Spider-Man 3 will be his last time playing the superhero on the big screen.
Say it's not so.
Apparently, co-star Kirsten Dunst says the same thing. Well, no big loss there. I can do it without Toby. He says, to me, it seems like this is a natural point for the team to break up because we had a lot of story conclusions that were going along from the main characters for the first two movies, and we kind of tie almost everything up for the third movie. It feels like a trilogy to me, and it feels like the end.
Well, if you got something that's really, really good and popular and working, why not walk away from it?
But, you know, didn't he really hurt himself in the second movie?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just physically becoming really hard for him.
Is
I heard
those,
his back. Climbing
all those buildings and flying and stuff.
But I heard he hurt his back doing Seabiscuit when he was
Oh, is that when he did it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then wasn't he in danger of not being able to do the movie because they were telling him you got to get on set and he said I couldn't?
Yeah, he was all honked up.
Huh. Yeah.
But they shot him up full of horse tranquilizers and got him out there, so it all worked out.
Plus, think what that spider venom does to a person's system.
That's true. That's an excellent point.
Wait a minute.
Oh, wait.
Calling Jake Gyllenhaal. Jake Gyllenhaal to the Spider-Man 4 set, please.
Well, you're right about that. They are identical twins.
Who would know?
Good point.
Seriously. If you didn't say who was starring in Spider-Man 4, you just plugged in Jake Gyllenhaal.
Good point.
Seriously.
Oops, sorry.
I'll get it. Hello?
I meant to hit this one.
Oh.
There we go.
Oh, I see.
That's so different.
I don't know if you saw The Insider last night, but more wall-to-wall coverage about Nicole Smith's funeral.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. I've heard from a source that the deal that was brokered between Entertainment Tonight and The Insider and Howard K. Stern was worth $4 million.
Oh, I hate them.
Are you
I hate them for
me?
Paying him.
For the exclusive rights to all the footage to the funeral.
That's disgusting.
Ralph, on The Insider, what does the world's fattest man have to say about Anna's death?
World's fattest man said I'd like to eat the coffin.
Damn that show. But there's more of a controversy because apparently the National Enquirer posted some pictures last week of what they claimed were photo recreations based on eyewitness accounts of what Anna Nicole Smith looked like lying in a floor in a mortuary.
So they were faked.
Or were they? News is coming out that someone was paid inside the mortuary to actually pull Anna's body out of the freezer, zip down the body bag, and pull her body out for the photographer to take some shots of.
Anna?
No way.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Look, I know that autopsy photos have been big business since Elvis Presley. That was the first one I remember showing up on the cover of a magazine.
No kidding.
But you'd think that most people would say no.
Yeah. That's a line I won't cross. Right,
I don't
Kevin?
Even want to see him.
No, I would cross that line for money.
You are the moral barometer, Kevin.
She's Anna Nicole, for God's sakes.
Yeah, but what do you want to see her like that?
I don't. I just want money.
There are real definite lines that you do not cross.
Right, uh-huh.
Obviously, everybody's trying to get ratings, trying to get noticed, trying to be this and that. But there are lines that you just don't cross, and that's one of them.
Kevin, God damn it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I couldn't help but catch my eye. Newsday.com had a writer talking about the Anna Nicole coverage and said,
right.
Just think, if the same coverage was given to each and every one of our brave soldiers who come from Iraq to be buried by their families.
Yeah, they weren't Playmate of the Year, all right? So back off.
I think there's a point to be had there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
And Pete Wentz from Fallout Boy, he's making the rounds these days.
Yes.
According to Star Magazine, he is the latest Hollywood Romeo. So far, he's been seen dating Lindsay Lohan, Rumor Willis, daughter of Bruce and Demi Moore, Bruce Willis and Demi Moore, mm-hmm. and Michelle Trachtenberg.
Mm.
Really?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And in more relationship news, Kevin Connolly from Entourage has moved on from Nikki Hilton. In Touch Magazine reports that he's currently dating Playboy playmate Lauren Michelle Hill.
Is she a gooder?
She's spectacular. She's just nutty good looking. And in TV casting news, Regis Philbin was hosting that America's Got Talent show, which is awful.
Yes.
But it was still ranked number 4 last summer for summer programs. So they're bringing it back with a brand new host because Regis doesn't want to travel from New York to LA anymore for the tapings. Jerry Springer will be the host of America's Got Talent.
Does he have a final thought at the end of America's Got Talent?
I believe he does. The good news is that the judges will be back from last summer, so that means Piers Morgan, Brandy, and David Hasselhoff.
All fantastic.
Right. Hasselhoff entertaining us.
But Springer is going to make the contestants fight to see who wins at the end of the season, right?
Absolutely.
I hope so.
And lastly, in more reality TV show news, today at 11 o'clock in front of the Kodak Theater, you will see the Anti-American Idol Rally. It is being fostered by Frenchie Davis. You may not remember that name, but she was in American Idol on season 4. She was booted off the show after they found out that she had a job posing nude on a website.
Mm-hmm.
And they kicked her off the show. Well, Frenchie Davis and Project Islamic Hope are teaming up to start the Anti-American Idol Rally because they think it's unfair that Antonella Barba has nude pictures on the internet and she has not been kicked off the show, whereas Frenchie Davis was.
Well, Frenchie was fat.
That's one
Come
thing.
Come on, people, use your head.
The head of Project Islamic Hope says, "We feel a coalition of leaders should meet with Fox and American Idol producers to set down some guidelines because they can't have one rule for white contestants and have a different rule for black contestants."
Oh, for God's sake.
It's obvious that it's racially biased.
Where's Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Louis Farrakhan on this?
I'm sure they'll be there shortly.
Oh, for God's
Such
sake.
Such BS.
Ralph, for folks maybe who don't pay attention to the stories, explain why that's such an absurd position.
Well, Antonella Barba's photos were obviously of a personal nature that were released by friends or an ex-boyfriend or something and posted up on the internet. Frenchie Davis, however, her job was to pose for naked for a softcore pornography website.
Big difference, right, between the two?
Huge, yeah.
I believe so, yeah. But Frenchie and the Islamic Hope people don't seem to mind. Yeah. I find it funny that the Islamic Hope people are fighting for someone's right to be in porn, by the way.
Yeah, no kidding.
That does seem
That's an excellent point.
To me.
However, now, besides the press conference and the rally, which will happen this morning outside the Kodak Theater, the group is also demanding that Frenchie Davis be reinstated on American Idol as of right now.
That may not be how it works.
She might be a little late to the party.
That's awesome.
Now, is Frenchie in cahoots with these people, or are they speaking on her behalf because they're outraged? Because you mentioned earlier that she's starring on Broadway in Rent. It seems like her career is way past American Idol anyway. So what's, is she involved in all this?
Yes, she is. She's very much involved in it. She'll be there. She'll be at the press conference.
How about that?
A lot of people in the audience look pissed.
Well, they should be.
Yeah. So, wow. They want Frenchie in now.
Okay. I see no problem with that.
Unreal. Today's celebrity birthdays, Moira Kelly, very talented actress. You saw her on The West Wing and many other feature films and TV shows. I always think mine.
What?
I'm trying to remember. I think she was the co-star in that skating movie. Remember where
she totally was.
The dude was a
roll
hockey
bounce?
Player. Not roll
no,
bounce.
It's
no,
he, before then.
He was a hockey player, and she was a figure skater, and they hate each other, but they're forced to team up.
Right?
D.B. Sweeney, yeah.
Yeah, yes. I loved that movie,
horrible
too.
Movie that
yeah,
was.
Yeah, it was called...
Cutting Edge?
Ice Slam or something. How was it called?
Wasn't it The Cutting Edge?
Maybe
it
we don't
the
know.
Edge. I just remember that was a hugely popular movie with all the
I love that movie, and she was really good.
Yeah. So, there you go. She's 39 years old today. Actor D.L. Hughley, who was so good on Studio 60 and the Sunset Strip, R.I.P., that show. He is 43 years old today. Tom Arnold is 48. Rob Reiner, terrific actor and director, is 60 years old today. And TV personality, Lisa, get ready.
Yes.
Ed McMahon.
Yes.
Oh, no, wait, no. Yes.
There you go. Much better. The woman
Star.
Of a thousand voices.
Of the Tonight Show.
It's better if
Johnny
I don't
Carson.
Think about it.
Yeah. For many years, also hosted Star Search, and he's a good old dude. He's 84 years old today, and he sounds a lot like this.
Yes.
Well done.
It's uncanny. It's as if an Ed's in the room with us.
Seriously. Very
impressive. I channeled
impressive.
Him.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is the Kevin and Bean Show. 9 minutes after 8 o'clock. You can probably hear in the background the guys.
That's Korn right there.
Korn, yeah. They're
yeah.
That's
rehearsing.
The man Korn right there.
Is that a surprise to you?
Alex is going to get herself a piece of monkey today, by the way. She's already decided she's not leaving without some monkey DNA on her.
Well, you got to do what you got to do.
I'm just saying.
Bean yesterday spent most of the day talking about how much his cow enjoys baked goods.
Yes.
Well, it was a mention.
Oh, a mention.
It was
you don't mention anything.
It
You're
was
the most extreme person I've ever met in my life.
And that's not an extreme statement. Look, it was a mention, but then you were so fascinated by it that you kept bringing it up over and over and over again.
Well, I don't have cattle.
What?
So I don't know
In
how to,
some countries, you'd be considered a very poor
that's
man.
That's true. I don't know what they eat. I thought it was hay and oats and stuff, right?
It is. Yes, that's predominantly what their diet is, yeah.
Baked goods. Bean is showing me a picture now on his computer screen of his cow. Is that hay?
That's hay, yeah.
He named his
that's
cow hay. Yeah.
Of course.
Eating a cupcake with frosting.
That can't be good for him.
It can't be good for him.
Well, of course, it's like anything else with sweets. You know, you feed them in moderation. You don't overdo it. I mean, it's not like I'm out there every day with a cake. I mean, he generally eats, you know, alfalfa and grain and beet pulp and things like that. But, you know, several times a week, we bring him some baked goods.
Do you or do you not feed your cow hay pancakes?
He loves pancakes. Are you kidding me?
Syrup? No syrup.
No. That'd be crazy.
Fruit? Strawberry? Something like that?
Yeah, what
it?
About that? A healthy
You know,
sweet.
He's not sitting at a table with a little tablecloth. And
French toast?
Yeah, he likes French toast, sure.
Powdered sugar?
No, you don't put any powdered sugar.
Well, come
just,
on.
Well, why not?
What's the
That's
fun
the
of
best
that?
Part.
He loves baked goods. I don't know. There's something about him. He loves bread. I have other cows who don't care at all for
chocolate
bread.
Chip pancakes?
No, I don't give him any
well,
chocolate.
Come on.
Chocolate chip cookies?
I don't give him any chocolate.
What
no,
about cookies?
I don't. Well,
he says that he's looking at us like we're crazy.
I know.
I give him pancakes. I don't give him chocolate chip pancakes. What's wrong with you?
Donuts?
Come on. Don't you know anything?
We had Lightning. I believe we had Lightning try and line up Bean's cow on the phone.
Well, that's not even possible. That doesn't even make any sense today.
Hey?
Is this hay?
Hey.
Hey, I'm coming home today. I'll see you later on tonight, buddy.
Oh, great.
Well, what are you talking like that for?
More cupcakes.
But hey,
you love them.
You love cupcakes.
Oh, God.
Bean was telling us yesterday all day that you love baked goods, that you come running when you see baked goods.
Because he tortures me if I don't eat them.
Oh, does he make him feel bad?
That's mean. That's absurd.
Why would you do that?
What does he say if you don't eat him?
I have 4 stomach aches right now.
Oh,
4 stomach aches.
Wow.
Sad. Pancakes? Cows have 4 stomachs.
Right. Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. So one of your stomachs is pancakes.
Yeah. Cupcakes. French toast.
Sure. Right.
Pumpernickel.
What about hay? Do you not eat hay?
I try to.
Yeah.
I try to eat stuff the cows eat.
Right.
But
right.
He just won't have it.
Well, he won't have it.
No.
I don't know if that's
if
true.
If I don't eat cupcakes, he kicks me right in the udders.
Is that right?
Yes. Somebody
wow.
Call PETA. I'm not supposed to be eating cupcakes.
I would never.
I'm a cow.
I would never do anything like that to you.
I'm
you
a
that.
Cow. You're feeding me cupcakes.
According to Bean, you not only eat them, but love them.
I'm going to go so far as to say that my steer is a cupcake enthusiast. I'm even going to go that far.
Doc says I have diabetes.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Doc on the Rock?
Frosting. No, my doctor.
Oh, your doctor.
Veterinarian.
Veterinarian.
My cow doctor.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Well, look, I don't know what these guys are talking about. You always make it seem like you love it when I bring you down the special treats.
That's what you tell them. Tell them the truth, Bean.
That is the truth.
What's the truth, hey?
Is
why don't you
like
tell us?
Abu Ghraib or something?
Tell
That's
us, right?
right.
What's
it's
the truth?
It's Calabu Ghraib. It's horrible here. Get someone. Come look at send inspectors to the island.
You know,
wow.
Send some UN inspectors to the island.
You seem happy for 14 years. I've never heard a complaint out of you, and all of a sudden, Kevin gets a hold of you for 1 minute, and you're bitch, bitch, bitch.
I'm not long for this world anymore. I'm just trying to do some good before it's all over.
Is that right? You're about to go?
Yeah, too many pancakes.
I don't have long. That's not the way.
I wonder what it would be like if the K-Rock microphones were there when I finally went.
Cow?
that's just mean.
Hey, who wants to go to IHOP?
323-520 Afro is the phone number.
Listen, did you put on lipstick for the band?
She did.
Of course I
did. Interesting how fresh you look now. You looked like crap about an hour ago. Now all of a sudden you look fantastic.
They're worth it.
I see.
Not you.
Now I got it. Okay.
Do you need to kiss assistant producer Alex to try it out? No?
Oh, nice, wow.
323-520 Afro is the phone number 24 hours a day. We were talking about our Ducks night where our window licker Nick was at, and he was saying things like, please don't have sex with my brother.
To you or Alex?
All of us.
Okay.
Kiss it at home and let's see you guys do the Nick voice all day because it's the best thing ever. Do you hear yourself? This is funny. Play the tapes back. It's gold. Gold!
Why do you guys keep making fun of the way I talk? I sound fine. I smoked out before I came in.
There are some things that we don't want to know, and this next call falls into that category.
I'm not going to lie. There are times in which I have sex and you guys are on the radio. And I'm not going to lie. I enjoy that very much.
Oh. Ew. He was right. We get tipped off every once in a while from K-Rock listeners who want to point out a hot chick on TV. And a descriptive word for hot chicks is failing me right now.
Hey, guys. Have you seen the weather girl on Channel 2 around 6 o'clock? Yowza, she's hot.
Yowza.
Ladies and gentlemen, yowza making a comeback from the 1950s.
Points for yowza.
No kidding.
We were just talking about how we're going to do breakfast with Korn next, and you can watch it online. Here's a request.
Okay, Korn, breakfast, streaming live, sure, music, yeah. But what I'd like is Lisa with a ponytail today, please. Lisa, can you do it?
Can you do a ponytail? She's not right now.
I don't, but I could.
Well, I mean, it's a special request.
I might have to do it.
All right, fantastic. Here's a joke.
What's the hardest part about eating a vegetable? Taking her out of her wheelchair.
Oh, that just...
Oh, God.
That
was
a lot of people in the audience look pissed.
That's
one of the funniest jokes I've ever heard. I love that.
Aww.
Here's a lightning impression.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Lightning from the world famous K-Rock. Throw your drinks in the air. Whoa, Nelly.
That's about right. That was him at Santa Anita. I don't know what's wrong with this voice. I think it's acid reflux, but something's going wrong with him. Here's a guy with a suggestion. Maybe Lisa could use a little something.
Hey, Lisa May, you get my picture of my penis? You know, the one with a little handlebar mustache and a sombrero on it? And a sign on the bottom that said, did somebody order a Mexican?
Yes,
did you get
thank
that?
You. Yes,
you
I
got
did.
That. Okay, one more about Lisa.
Hey, this is Lisa May. I'll be there.
Lisa?
Oh, we're going to miss you, Lisa. I'm sorry to hear that.
The Kevin and Bean Show.
Big breakfast machine.
It's breakfast with Korn. K-Rock.
Ladies and gentlemen, the band Korn right over here. Put your hands together. Broadcasting live from the Capitol Records building. Come on in. There they are. How about that? That's those guys from that band right there.
Fieldy, Jonathan.
They're all here. Terry. Today is the day Korn fans thought they would never see the release of Korn Unplugged from the MTV Unplugged special in stores today. The show itself just debuted this past Friday on MTV and is continuing to run. And we're shaking some hands here. Getting set up in historic Studio A of Capitol Records in the heart of Hollywood. Morning, you guys. Welcome. Let's get your headphones on.
Fantastic.
Bean's already shouting orders at the guys.
Exactly.
Just getting started.
All right.
There's Jonathan. All right, perfect.
Fantastic. Welcome, you guys.
Can you hear Jonathan or no? Can't hear?
So I was mentioning that the album comes out today, MTV Unplugged. Fans probably never thought they'd see a day where you'd be on stage with acoustic guitars. This is not the Korn we have fallen in love with over the years. And I'm sure people ask you all the time, what up? What up? I mean, this is an idea you've had for a long time, I guess.
It started like a year ago. We first did AOL sessions. That's when we got asked to play acoustic. And at the time, that's when we added the addition of the backing band and everything. I think when we did that, it really opened our eyes to all the possibilities that we could, you know, take advantage of. So we're all, let's just go try an acoustic set, see what happens, see if we like it. That first day we did it. I mean, we actually showed up a couple hours before. We never even played acoustic before. Worked the songs out, did the show, and we really dug it. And that's when we were like, man, it would be cool if we did Unplugged one day. We knew it was gone, but
yeah,
it was really cool. So our manager ran with it a year later.
I read in an interview that you said that it was in your earlier career, you would have laughed at this idea.
Totally.
Never would have really considered it.
Never.
when you write the songs in the band, do you write them in an acoustic format?
Yes.
I mean, is that where how they start out, on a guitar or a keyboard or something?
Sometimes, yeah. A couple of them were on acoustic guitars.
Right.
It's just when like, Monkey's riffing or Philly's riffing on stuff, bring it in, and then we start doing electric.
What are your favorites of the MTV Unplugged series throughout the years? Are there any that you looked at and said, yeah, that's the kind of show I want to do?
Alice in Chains.
Oh, Alice in Chains?
Yeah. Nirvana, of course.
And, of course, the great Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
Is it a little scarier to do your music acoustic because you don't have the wall of sound kind of?
Yeah, it's cool, but it's more challenging, and it allows everything to be really heard, and people can really check out the songs that they're in.
Did you realize as people could start to hear the lyrics, wow, these songs are bad? Is that ever a concern? Wow, now that they can hear the words, look out.
I think that's the whole point.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Were there any that you tried to work up and you just couldn't make work acoustic? Or did you figure out a way to do a...
We figured out to pretty much do everything. There's some songs that just you can't do because of my dirty mouth.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just that.
You know, I always wonder about guys that sing songs, particularly, you know, some of yours, they seem real personal, and you can tell you're singing your heart out when you're doing numbers. You know, Blind is a perfect example of a song that, I mean, I feel like you feel that song every time you do it. You're not just going through the motions and just singing the words. Is it hard to do it acoustic in that way because you get so amped, you get so worked up about the, you know, the way you feel about the song to kind of bring it down?
You approach it in a different light. It's totally, we did this in a more Hispanic, Latin, flamenco style, so... I still feel it and everything like that. I just have to approach it differently because if I'm up here screaming and going full out, it's just not going to look that hot.
The other guys in the band will be looking at you like, what the hell?
What are you doing, dude? It's acoustic.
You guys did more than just rearrange the songs within the band. You brought in a ton of help on the MTV special. And
yes,
again, it did debut last Friday on MTV. For folks who haven't seen it yet, it's going to continue to run. But unbelievable the amount of musicians you brought with you and the amount of, I mean, talk about some of the instruments on that session. Some things I'd never heard of.
Well, first of all, we have to thank our boy Richard Gibbs, one of my best friends. I worked on Queen of the Damned with him. He made it all possible for us.
He has a warehouse full of obscure instruments?
No, well, me and him, between us, he has some pretty obscure instruments, and I collect obscure instruments. So we got together and brainstormed of we wanted to do something that was really different. We wanted to trip people out and show them an Unplugged they've never really expected. So we got, you know, a saw player. This guy plays an actual saw he bought from Home Depot.
Right. I didn't realize they sold those kind.
Yeah, it's a real saw. We had a glass harmonica, which I have one of those. I played on the last record. It's a really cool instrument. It's made out of glass bowls. It's kind of like the wine glass when you play a wine glass.
Mm-hmm.
That looks really freaky. And I read another interview where you were saying that it used to drive people insane.
Yeah, well, back when they made them, it was made out of leaded glass, so the lead would be absorbed through the fingers and drive them insane.
People would literally go crazy.
That sounds like an awesome CSI episode.
Awesome.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
And you had some Japanese musicians, too?
Yeah, we had the Taiko Ensemble. Those are the big Taiko drums where they choreographed their dick hits, and it just looks really cool.
Wow.
And we had, you know, traditional strings, cellos, and big bass, you know, bass, and we had the lower end of brass section. We had these things called chimbassos, or big like trombones, but they're really, really low. It gave us some bite on the, you know, make it kind of heavier. And I think that's it. And well, we had like handbells and all kinds of different like.
Just, where did you get the idea for the handbells from?
I said I got that from watching Disney Channel.
That's what I thought. Really? Cool.
Watching the Disney Channel.
Yeah. The handbells all the time?
He was seeing the handbells, and he said, I got to do that.
That's cool.
Will Ferrell's going to be so proud. It is, it's a great record, and you get more songs on the CD if you buy it today or the download from iTunes or wherever than you did on the special even. I think there's 11 songs on the thing. And the guys are going to play, by the way, right here in this room at Capitol Records. And we have so many more questions about the next Korn studio album, about family values, about the show that you got at the Kodak coming up later this spring. We got so many things that we want to talk to you about. And, of course, we want to get to your questions. But what do you think? Take a break, come back, play a song?
Well, let's play a song now.
Play a song now?
You mind?
What do you guys think?
Sure. You ready?
Let's do it.
Songs from Korn. Live music from Capitol Records in Los Angeles.
Chances, what if I should die? Place inside my brain another kind of pain. You don't know the chances. I'm so blind. I'm so blind. Another place I'll find. Escape the pain inside. You don't know the chances. What if I should die? Place inside my brain another kind of pain. You don't know the chances. I'm so blind. I'm so blind.
Deeper and deeper as I dream to live a life that seems to be a lost reality that I could never find a way to reach my inner self-esteem is low. How deep can I go in the ground that I lay if I don't find a way to see through the grave that clouds my mind? This time I look to see what's between the lines.
Dude, it's one thing to see that on the TV. It's another thing to see it from like 4 feet away. That's unbelievable. That sounds amazing, you guys. We got to take a break. And by the way, if you're listening to this on the radio, if you got the Korn breakfast on K-Rock right now and you want to see it, you can go to krock.com and go through AT&T Blue Room and watch it either right now as it happens or for the next 24 hours. They'll keep that up there. So it's a nice souvenir of a historic day here at Capitol Records. We'll take a quick break and come back with more Breakfast with Korn on K-Rock.
The Kevin and Bean Shows.
You'll get breakfast.
Breakfast with Korn.
Suck on that.
The world famous K-Rock.
And this is the morning we are doing Breakfast with Korn. We are here in a small studio with a bunch of K-Rock fans. The band Korn is set up. I got a couple of questions real quick before we go to the audience for Breakfast with Korn. First of all, why is this young man behind me playing a hubcap? What's the deal with this?
I stole it.
You stole,
he stole it.
And just worked it into the show.
Yes.
Okay.
I like it.
All right. And I think you'll be interested in this, Jonathan, because I know, like us, you're a big Radiohead fan.
Yes.
We did a breakfast with Radiohead right here in this room a couple of years ago.
Really?
And it was just like today. Just there's something about the energy here in this Studio A of Capitol Records. It's just magic. It just feels great.
It's a magic place.
It's a beautiful sounding place, too.
Yeah.
How did you guys pick Creep to do on this this particular project?
It just felt like we're trying to think of covers we were going to do, and it seemed like that song just really spoke to how I feel about, you know, that song gave me a lot of strength when I first heard it.
Mm-hmm.
It's about being different or about feeling inadequate or something, you know. It's a song that really spoke to me, and I wanted to do it in a way that was, the way you were able to do it was brilliant, but I wanted to do it as more small, fragile kind of. And get the emotion across more, or where I was coming from, or what it meant to me.
Did you sit around at some point and brainstorm songs to do and throw out like 100 of them and whittle it down, or how did you do that? What are some of the ones that would surprise us that you were considering? Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Monkey's handing out passes to the after party or something. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, yeah, we're gonna do Master of Puppets.
Oh.
Acoustic.
You want to try that this morning?
Oh. and we did Led Zeppelin's what is it?
I heard a little of Kashmir in the rehearsal this morning.
We did Whole Lot of Love and another one. What was the Immigrant Song?
Oh wow! How about that?
Let's hear it.
Come on!
No, I can't do it. Too early.
Hey, it may be too early for this, but have you gotten any kind of feedback back from Radiohead about what they think you're
doing? No, I haven't heard a thing.
Okay.
Have you heard anything yet?
Not yet. All right, yeah. It's Breakfast with Korn at Capitol Records here on the world-famous Q-Rock. We promised you, the fans, get a chance to talk to them, the band. And by the way, I apologize you couldn't be closer. I mean, some of you were almost 20 feet away from the group here this morning, and I know that that's tough. You guys in the back, you can barely make them out. They're just tiny little specks on the stage, right? Producer Lightning, the man with no bass in his voice, is out in the crowd. Who's our first question?
I'm right here. What's your name? Where do you live? And what's your question?
I'm Joe. I'm here to represent the Big Bad 909.
Yeah.
Ontario. And I just was going to ask you guys what kind of advice you can give to upcoming bands who are really trying to put themselves out there and, you know, get attention from labels and stuff like that so people can get a chance to...
That's the billion-dollar question right there, isn't it?
Billion-dollar question. I mean, you can do what we did. We just basically played, self-promoted. Yeah, we had a bus. That was one of the good ideas. We'd always charter a bus, and we'd charge people money included ticket into the show. And we had a couple kegs on the bus.
Nice.
So it was a ride to and from the show, from Huntington Beach to L.A. with the whiskey. We did a lot of times and brought a lot of people in. It's just basically playing and getting out there.
I like that the first 30 seconds of your answer on advice on how to make it in show business, it involves kegs.
Absolutely.
I mean, that is so high near the top of the priority list.
What can I say?
You got to do what you got to do.
It is.
Now, I would imagine a guy like you, John, who has a label and has the family values tour and everything like that, you just like all the time people have got to be trying to get demos to you to, hey, help me out, hook me up, right?
Well, you know, this Monkey's got the label now.
Oh, okay. Monkey's the guy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you got. That's his stickers. I'm sure you get bombarded all the time.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah.
I mean, what do people do to get your attention? Obviously, the music is the most important thing. But
yeah, but recently, like, MySpace has been, like, a huge promotion for, like, bands and people promoting themselves.
Right, yeah. Hey, in a world where Tila Tequila has an album out, you know what I mean? Anyone can do it, right?
What kind of music do you get mostly? Is most of it bad?
Most of it's rock.
Rock, but I mean, is most of it bad?
A lot of it's really bad.
Yeah.
But I usually flip through it and try to find something good and make
something
good,
right?
Post a comment about it.
That's cool. That's good. Hey, the fact that they've got somebody in the business, a professional, actually listening to their stuff is miles ahead of where they'd be otherwise.
Yeah.
You know? So, all right, let's do one more question before we hear more music from the band. Lightning, who's next?
What's your name and what's your question?
My name's Ashley. I'm from Gardena. And I just want to know, is there anyone else you guys are planning on collaborating with or want to collaborate with?
No,
not really. No.
You guys worked with Robert Smith on this particular album of The Cure.
Yeah. What can I say about that? That was amazing thing. That, you know, The Cure I idolized growing up. You know, when you're in high school, you have those bands.
Right.
Or your bands that got you through high school, and The Cure was one of those for me. So.
Was it tough to get them to agree to come to New York and
no.
do that? No.
I called him. I called up Robert Smith. I was sweating bullets. I'm like, oh god, I'm calling Robert Smith right now. And asked him if he'd like to do it, and he said, of course. we'll be there. And I was like, oh, okay.
It cool. blew your mind.
It blew my mind, man.
I saw the interview on MTV with him. He was talking about how they were busy. They were working on something else, and he was turning everything down. But when you called, he thought, that's something I'd love to do. So he took a break.
So strange and surreal, man.
Came over and did it.
He is the coolest guy, too, to hang out with.
He is. He's just really, really cool.
So down to earth and fun.
Yeah. And that band can drink.
Man, they party. Right? They
I've
party.
I've never seen a band drink. Killed us.
What about
our
us?
Prime.
Even you guys?
Wow. No, in our prime, we couldn't even mess with that band.
That's saying something.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
That is good.
Wow. All right.
Dude, they're like 90 years old.
They are. I know. They're still putting it away.
So you think you're pretty much done with collaborations for the time being, in other words. You got it out of your system a little bit on the Unplugged
yeah,
record.
Yeah, someone blows his way, but right now we're cool.
You're happy
us.
To be Korn.
Happy to be us.
Exactly. It's Carrick UFM passing to Los Angeles. You're listening to our Breakfast with Korn. Let's hear another number. Boys, what do you think?
Cool, man. We're going to do a song called Got the Life.
I think I know it.
Breakfast with Korn on K-Rock.
Keep rest. You know what I'm saying? Korn live. Come on. All right. We'll take another quick break. We'll be back with more of your questions and more live music from the band Korn right after this on K-Rock.
Breakfast with Korn.
Korn. It's a delicious part of your day.
KROQ.
And we are back live. Breakfast with Korn. Capitol Records in Hollywood.
Jonathan, let's get you back up on the mic for 1 second. Why don't you introduce this talented group of musicians behind you here this morning?
Go ahead, Billy.
For people who may not be watching the webcast, let them know who we're listening to play this morning.
Who's all playing this morning? Oh, Monk Dog, of course.
Hey, yo.
We got, on drums, we got Terry Bozzio.
How about that?
Now, I have a question. I have a question about Terry, if you don't mind. I just want to know if David, who's taken the album and the tour off, right?
Yeah.
Was he bummed when you got that good of a drummer to replace him? Because like, maybe I'm not going to take as long a vacation.
I don't know, man. It's we don't know.
I don't think that would kind of suck. You know, you kind of want the band to suffer without you for a while. Then they're happy to have you back. You get a guy like Terry, you know, hey.
So we got Clint here on guitar. From
y'all know who Clint is.
Seven Dust,
right?
And fantastic. Zach, our homie over here on piano.
And who's playing the hubcap?
My little albino Kalen.
World famous.
He's world famous.
And of course, our man Fieldy on the bass too.
Oh, like, yeah,
let's not forget that. So. All right, we've been lucky enough to do a ton of these breakfast shows throughout the years, and what's cool about it is you get to see your favorite bands up close and in person, but you also get to talk to them. You get to do the interview, because you guys have heard our interviews, and we're pretty good sauce. Lightning is in the crowd. Who's next for us?
What's your name and your question?
My name is Clarice Montoya. I'm from San Jacinto, and my question is, what's your opinion on music today?
Pretty broad question. Yeah, no kidding.
Music today
sucks. Really?
Now, what do you mean by that, Jonathan? Just that there's so little rock and roll being played?
There's
Is that what
so,
you mean?
I guess so little, and you only have one real choice, and it's usually just emo music.
Hair Nation. Now they got Screamo.
Screamo.
And I mean, there's all kinds of genres. It's just, it's weird. Honestly, I miss back like in the 80s when there were so many different styles of music going on. You had hair metal, you had new wave, you had regular rock, you had so many choices. Music was amazing back then, and it seems like it's just taking a turn for the worse.
Dude, you got to learn to love Justin. You can't hate Justin.
I do love Justin.
Okay.
That's one guy
we do like. Sorry, I don't care. I'll
He's bringing sexy back.
That's right.
He is bringing sexy back. Let's never forget that.
That's hard to argue.
All right, Lightning, you got another question from the audience?
Another one right here. What's your name?
My name's Ron. I'm from Burbank, California.
What up, Ron?
Hey, Jonathan.
Yeah.
Just wondering if you really own a car that was formerly owned by a serial killer.
No comment.
Oh, wow. Hit a nerve there.
No doubt.
All right.
I bought a 64 Impala.
Was it way better?
Was it owned by a killer?
Hey, when you
probably,
guys...
Man. Probably, man. 64 Impala.
64 Impala.
Someone maybe was going to ask this, but and I apologize if I'm jumping the gun on your question, but after doing these unplugged performances and taping the MTV thing and things like this, you're probably really looking forward to rocking your asses off this summer, I would imagine.
So bad.
I mean, like,
oh,
really...
Man.
Like, getting
so
out there,
bad.
And it'll probably be the loudest you've ever been, I imagine, when you come back, right?
The loudest and craziest
really
ever.
Has this experience of stripping it down and bringing in these different players and different instruments, has it done anything to kind of change maybe what the next Korn studio album will be like?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely changed the way I play guitar. I mean, just different chord voicings, and it's kind of opened me up to more melodies, and which actually leads to a bit more of a darker sound for us.
Mm-hmm. How much of the new record have you guys already done?
There's a lot of it done. I think we got about 18 songs.
Wow. Well, that seems like enough.
Done. Or we've got... Billy's got to do bass tomorrow, the next day on him, but...
When's it going to come out? Did you say July?
July 17th.
Fantastic.
Yeah. That's when we're going to have it come out. It's going to really blow people away. It's different for us. There's some really cool, heavy, catchy type tunes on it, and then there's... We went on a total tangent, went just the other way, and really explored this weird, proggy, dark... I don't know what to call it. I can't really explain it, but we're doing. But it's really cool and dark.
I think proggy dark says it.
Yeah,
I like that.
Proggy Dark sounds
that's
like
that's the only way I can explain.
They sound like they ought to be your opening act, actually.
Proggy Dark
will be here. Let me ask you one more thing, and I know you're going to be out on the road, and we'll get more information on that later. But you do have this thing coming up March 30th, which is right around the corner at the Kodak. And I guess your corn heads here know about it. Tell us about the BMRC, this group that you're working with.
I have no clue who the BMRC is.
All right. Boost Mobile Rock Corps.
I know. The Boost Mobile Rock Corps. Okay, basically they put the show together where for you to get a ticket, you have to donate 4 hours of your time to community service to better your community. So when we heard about that, we thought it was cool. We get kids out there to do something positive for the community and impact, infect other people. So
pick up trash on the highway and then see corn.
And you get to see us and Plus 44 and a whole bunch of other bands.
It's you guys, The Game, Plus 44, Rise Against, and Young Jeezy.
Word.
Come on. You can go to boostmobilerockcore.com for more information on that show. March 30th at the Kodak Theater, Hollywood in Highland. It's Breakfast with Korn on the world famous K-Rock. I think it may be time for some more live music from the band. What do you guys think? Yeah!
Sure. Breakfast with Korn live on K-Rock.
All ready?
Listening to your twisted transistor. Hold it between your legs. Turn it up, turn it up. Low wind is coming through. Can't get enough. A lonely life when no one understands you. But don't give up. Because of music do. Music do, music do, music do, music do, music do, music do. Cause the music goes, and it is reaching inside you. Forever preaching, forget you. Your screams don't whisper, hang on you. Twisted transistor. Hey you, finally you get it. The world, they dare eat you if you let it. And as your tears fall on your dress, your dress, vibrations coming through. You're in a mess, a lonely life, but no one understands you. But don't give up, because of music do. Music do, music do, music do, music do, music do, music do. Cause the music do, and it is reaching inside you. Forever preaching, forget you. Your screams are whisper, hang on you. With the transistor. Music do, music do. Music do, music do. Music do, music do. Music do, music do. Hey you, this won't hurt a bit, this won't hurt a bit, this won't hurt. Says who, anesthetizes bitch, anesthetizes bitch, anesthetizes. Says get between me and you, baby, won't fret. Music do, and it is reaching inside you, forever preaching for. Hang on you. Twisted transistor.
Korn, live on the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. We're doing our Breakfast with Korn, and we'll take a quick break and come right back from Hollywood on K-Rock.
Kevin and Bean are having some corn.
Korn!
For breakfast.
The world famous K-Rock.
Yes, we are. It's Breakfast with Korn from Capitol Records in Hollywood. A few questions, a little live music. Again, the Korn Unplugged CD comes out today.
Yeah.
So you can pick that up.
Hey, how did capital K, small O, capital R, small N start, by the way? I don't think I've ever asked you that.
I wrote it really quick, just like a little kid would write it.
Okay.
That's simple.
Good enough. That's the answer. And yeah. It's still alive to this day, all these years later.
Yes.
And one more thing before we go back to the audience here at Capitol Records for Breakfast with Korn. How's your health these days? I remember we talked about one time and things looked bad.
Yeah. I'm all completely recovered.
Man, nothing but good news from you, Josh.
Thank you.
Gotta tell you. This is awesome.
Good.
You guys do a lot with fans, even with Family Values and stuff like that. You're one of those bands that seems somewhat accessible compared to many. You like meeting them. What do you get back from events like this where you're so close to the people that love your music?
It's just really cool to show them that we do care about them. Back when we first started out, we were playing little clubs, and we'd get to hang out with them after the shows and do all this kind of stuff. We always were a band that interacted with our fans, and as we got bigger, it started becoming harder and harder for us to do that. So we have things like MySpace and the internet and doing little gigs like this to show people that we do appreciate them, what they do for us.
By the way, all of the fans, all of the friends on your MySpace site are hot.
Are those the
They're
only ones
amazingly
you pick?
Hot. It's like, wow, this is a great friend group right here.
All right, who in the band goes through the friend request and says yes, yes, no, no? Who does that?
We got someone that does the corn page.
Well,
our personal page is me.
They have good taste.
Which site is it? Your official site or the MySpace where people can sign up to request you to come to their city? Which one is that? I think it's your MySpace.
Is it? I don't know.
I don't remember. Anyway, there's a place where their fans can say, "Hey, we live in wherever, and we
and
would love."
Request.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let me tell you a little something about Corn that you
he didn't even know that.
I'm not going to do that.
He said.
I
don't think it on my website that
All right.
much.
I'm going to have that removed. He said. Let me tell you something about this band. If you didn't hear it last year, is we gave away for a K-Rock listener, Corn comes to your house and plays your backyard. And that's the kind of thing these guys did. You know what I mean?
It was awesome.
That's good times right there. That was a very cool listener, too, that guy that won that. He was
We had so much fun. That was psyched. A cool party. It was a big old house party.
Yep.
Cops came. It was just like the old days.
Yep. He called us afterward and said, that's how you know Corn's playing your house with the cops come. You know what I mean? All right, a couple more questions from the audience. Producer Lightning is out there, the man with no bass in his voice. Who do you have for us, Light?
What's your name and now your question?
Hey, what's up? I'm Todd from Palos Verdes, and I wanted to know what groups were your musical inspiration, and could I be a roadie on your next tour?
We got the roadie positions filled pretty much. You don't want that job, dude. You go first, Monk.
I think the early Chili Peppers were a huge influence on Fieldy and I for on a musical side. And
right.
Early Faith No More recordings.
Mm-hmm.
Just Weird Al. I'm sorry, The Cure?
Cure, Duran Duran, Adam and the Ants.
Did you ever go through an eyeliner phase?
Totally did.
Really? Black stockings?
Fishnet?
Everything.
Yeah.
You name it.
He wore Fieldy? It different, though. It was like Duran Duranish. When I wore my eyeliner, it was more like Poison.
He was Poison and I was
nice.
Duran Duran. Two different styles.
Very different,
It's amazing that you guys didn't kill each other, much less being a band together.
I hated this guy because he... I was always
He's talking
on.
About me, Fieldy, over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, Fieldy.
He loves me now, though.
I do love him, though. I was always picked. We went to high school together. I was always picked on because I wore eyeliner, and I dressed the way I dressed. But he did the same. He had long hair, eyeliner, pink pants,
yeah,
the whole nine, and all the jocks thought he was cool.
Nobody made fun of him?
No.
Hey, it was salmon.
Okay,
it wasn't pink salmon.
It was salmon.
Get it accurately.
Well, those are pictures I think need to surface. That's
They're
all
out there. You can find them.
That's fantastic. All right, another question. Producer Letty, yes, who's next?
Hi, you guys. My name is Ruby, and I'm representing North Hills. And my question is, what do you like the most about your career right now, if you can name one thing?
The best thing about our career?
That we still get to create music.
Yeah, that's it. We're still here.
That's saying something, too, because there are so many bands that have come and gone since the time you guys started.
I've seen tons. It's crazy.
Yeah. Let's talk about Family Values for a minute. You came out of your fertile little brain, and it's still going strong, right?
Yeah.
Family Values is coming back.
It's coming back again this summer. We started at, 98?
Yeah.
And it was a festival. We wanted to do a festival that showcased new and up-and-coming bands and stuff that was different. It wasn't necessarily geared towards a certain style of music. It was all kinds of different stuff going on. We did that for, I think, 4 years, and then it went on hiatus for a while. And then we brought it back last year, and we're doing it again this year.
I think Family Values is where I was introduced to, is it Rammstein?
Rammstein? Amazing.
Oh, my God. A guy, I think he was from Germany.
Yeah.
He had that gigantic penis that was spraying stuff all over the audience. I was like, wow. He set his microphone on fire.
He set himself on fire. That's my favorite. He set his whole song on fire. How hard is that?
That was awesome.
That does sound like a commitment more than just making an unplugged
album.
Yeah. You know?
That's going the extra mile.
That's fantastic. So sometime this summer, and will that be where we'll see Korn then, is on Family Values?
Yes, you
will. Okay, fantastic. Yeah. All right, let's do one more before we hear another song from the band. It's Breakfast with Korn on the World Famous K-Rock.
Hey guys, I'm Angela, coming from Reno Valley.
Angela is 4 feet from the band right now as she asked this question, by the way.
I'm going to change it up a pace. What's your favorite cartoon?
My favorite cartoon.
Favorite cartoon?
Underdog.
That's Monkey?
Yes.
Fielder?
Man.
You have one?
I don't watch cartoons right now, but I just had a baby boy, I'll be watching a lot of cartoons.
There you go. Nice. Congratulations.
Israel's name.
Awesome. That's cool.
Me, I like old school Looney Tunes, dog.
Yeah.
I'm a Looney Tunes fan, but there's a lot of great cartoons. That's all I watch.
Any of you guys have cartoon tattoos? We see a lot of those for some reason at our station.
Everybody looks at Fielding immediately.
His whole body is entirely covered.
Yeah?
He's running out of skin.
No cartoons, though.
None, all right.
No? He's got some cartoons of the band.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You know you got a lot of tattoos if you don't even remember what they all are.
The other guys are telling you what you have.
Well, he can't see his whole body like they can.
Hold on, let me take my clothes off.
All right. All right, it's Studio A.
Just kidding, calm down.
Capitol Records, Breakfast with Korn on the air at K-Rock. What's next? What are we going to hear here, boys?
Coming Undone.
Coming Undone it is.
Fantastic. Live Korn, Breakfast with Korn on the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ.
Sticking like a bomb. Guess the black dogs have come again to get me. Sweet bitter words, unlike nothing I have heard. Sing along, mockingbird, you don't affect me. That's right, deliver it to my heart. Please try, be deliberate. Wait, I'm coming undone, hooray. I'm coming undone too late. I'm coming undone, what looks so strong, so delicate. Wait, I'm starting to suffocate. And soon I end this play. I'm coming undone, what looks so strong, so delicate. Choke, choke again. I thought my demons were my friends. Pity me, in the end they're out to get me. Since I was young I tasted sorrow on my tongue. And this sweet sugar gum does not protect me. That's right, trigger between my eyes. Please try, make it quick now. Wait, I'm coming undone, irate. I'm coming undone too late. I'm coming undone, what looks so strong, so delicate. Wait, I'm starting to suffocate. And soon I anticipate. I'm coming undone. What looks so strong, so delicate. I'm trying to hold it together. Head is lighter than a feather. Like I'm not getting better, not getting better. Wait, I'm coming undone, irate. I'm coming undone too late. I'm coming undone, what looks so strong, so delicate. I'm starting to suffocate, and soon I anticipate. I'm coming undone, what looks so strong, so delicate. We'll
Live music from Korn. It is our Breakfast with Korn, Capitol Records, Hollywood. We will be right back with more right after this on the world famous K-Rock.
The Kevin and Bean Show.
Big breakfast machine.
It's Breakfast with Korn, K-Rock.
Hey, we're back. How about that? Breakfast with Korn, Capitol Records, Hollywood.
I was just talking to Clint, who's playing guitar here with the band a couple of minutes ago, about the breakfast. We've been doing them forever, it seems like. I think this is the first one we've done since Breakfast with Nine Inch Nails, which was so great. And if we don't get a chance to say this, thank you guys for doing this morning. And finally, we can finally cross you off the list of bands that we've always wanted to do, kind of up close and personal in the breakfast thing.
It's tough to get bands to agree to singing first thing in the morning. It doesn't seem like that's your natural tendencies.
No.
It does kind of suck, right?
Yeah.
The Korn Unplugged album from the MTV special is in stores today. And you ought to buy it. That's all I'm saying. You really owe it to us and to them to buy it. That's what I'm saying.
I was talking to Fieldy a minute ago about his wedding video that's online. You can actually see. It's like she's the perfect white bride, and then he comes in on the choppers with all of his friends. It's awesome. It's
It was convicts and normal people. It was funny.
What? Why is that online, Fieldy? What's the story there?
This company that did the wedding video for us, I just did them a favor and gave them a little plug.
Okay,
it's a cool video. I want people to see it. It's hilarious, man.
That's not what most people are looking for in a wedding video. Oh, you got to check it out. It's really funny.
You don't want boring. Just, God, so love.
That one is bright as beautiful, white dress, family, everybody all prim and proper, and then they come in on the bikes, and it's just awesome.
It's like poor Bam's wife, you know? You got to think of what you're marrying into, right?
Guys will be guys.
When you do it. All right, so we got to cut just a couple minutes left. Anything else we want to cover with Korn before we hear our final song?
New CD coming out July 17th.
Yes.
You're going to tour Family Values.
Yes.
Do you have any idea when Southern California you're going to be here? Do you know?
Don't know. I think the end of it, but not sure.
The end
yet.
Of the tour?
Okay.
Yeah.
Not sure.
Korn.com.
Korn.com. And just prepare to be rocked by this new album.
That's K-O-R-N, by the way.
We'll be rocked by this new album.
Okay. K-O-R-N. Oh, that's why I couldn't find it.
Now, I know you're going to close with Freak on a Leash, which you do a wonderful job on the Unplugged album with, and it's one of your most beloved songs. We talked about how you got together with The Cure. I don't think we heard the story about how Miss Amy Lee ended up on that song with you.
Well, it started back when we first met her back out on the road. We were doing festivals together, and she came up to us. She was a scared little girl. Came up and goes, I love your band. Your band was everything to me when I would go through high school, and said all this stuff to us, and we were like really taken back, like, whoa, thanks a lot. And then we came back and we did a next tour on her next album came out, and we're like, heard something. She was playing one of our songs on stage. It was Thoughtless. She did a cover of Thoughtless on her live album. So we're like, you know what, it would be really cool. We wanted to do something that was different, of course, for the Unplugged, and her being a fan and her doing that stuff, we thought it would be really cool to have her come on and do a Korn song with us.
For folks who don't recognize the name, Amy is the lead singer of Evanescence, a band that you hear on K-Rock. And we had them at, was it just last year we had her?
I think so, yeah.
And I didn't know what to expect having not seen them live. Girl can sing.
Yeah, she can.
She
really
wails.
Really sing. She's a whaler.
And it's a really interesting arrangement. I mean, you guys had to really pick this song apart to make it work as a duet.
Yeah.
You know?
It really wasn't that much work.
except
the music part was, she just came in for, an hour?
Really?
Yeah, we just nailed it out.
And you got the, hey! You got that part going.
Yeah, I had that, and she was like, soloing over the top. Yeah, you could do that today.
I could do the hey part? That's fantastic. MTV Unplugged, Korn Unplugged, in stores everywhere today or available for download. This is going to be the last song we hear from the band here this morning, but let's give it up for Korn, huh? It's a lot of fun.
Again, you can watch it at krock.com for the next 24 hours.
Yes, they will hook you up with AT&T Blue Room, and I'm going to say thanks again and hello to fans of Korn all the way around the world who are watching this on the internet right now.
Thank you.
It's very cool.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Freak on a Leash to take us out. Korn on K-Rock, everybody.
Something takes a part of me. Something lost and never seen. Every time I start to believe, something's raped and taken from me, from me. Life's gotta always be missing when they,
you wanna see the light.
Can't they chill and let me be free?
So do I.
Can't I take away all this pain?
You wanna wanna see the light.
I try to every night, all in vain, in vain. Sometimes I cannot take this place. Sometimes it's my life I can't taste. Sometimes I cannot feel my base. You'll never see me fall from grace. On a leash, feeling like I had no release. How many times have I felt dazed? Nothing in my life is free, it's free. Sometimes I cannot take this place. Sometimes it's my life I can't taste.
Breakfast with Porn.
Thank you, gentlemen. We'll see you again soon. We appreciate it very much. Again, go to krock.com if you want to see this anytime for the next 24 hours or so. And stick around for 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock. Our friend Kat Corbett is coming up next right here on the world-famous K-Rock. See you tomorrow.